to go. Game number two of the 1960 World Series. Tony Kubek steps in. He's hitting an even 600 on the year. And here is on the series. And here's the first one to Kubek, low and outside for a ball. Kubek, in yesterday afternoon's game, came up five times, had three base hits. Friend delivers low and away to the left-handed batter. Ball two, 2-0 now. Kubek had a couple of infield singles and a single to center field in the ninth inning. Bob Friend trailing now. Two balls, no strikes to leadoff hitter Kubek into the move now. And the Pirate right-handed deals a strike. 2-1. The idea of the kind of a pitcher that Bob Friend can be, well, over the year, in 276 innings, he only walked 45 men and struck out 182. Now Kubek, left-hand hitter, waiting the 2-1 offering now from Bob Friend in game number two, just getting underway at Forbes Field. Swing and a line drive, hit out of the shallow left field. It's going to drop in for the base hit. Moving in to play the ball is Gino Cimoli. Rounding first and holding on with an opening single is Tony Kubek. Opens the ball game with a single to left field, and now the Yankees bring in Gil MacDougall, who is starting this afternoon and is playing at third base. MacDougall, in yesterday's ball game, came up three times and had one base hit. It was a ninth inning single. All ready to go now. Kubek leading first base. Friend out of the stretch throws a breaking ball low and outside, and the ball one. MacDougall has played a total of 47 World Series ball games, has a batting average of 233 over the many series games he's been in. Looks at the next offering, low and outside from Bob Friend. Two balls, no strikes. To Gil MacDougall. Now, the weather seems to be getting better and better with every pitch here in game number two. Now Kubek edges to his lead at first base. The set by Friend. The pitch is cut on and a foul ball is hit on against the mezzanine level off the first base side. And the count to MacDougall, two balls, one strike. Bob Friend is of course, the oldest Pirate in the point of continuous service. He's been the right-handed mainstay of the Pirate pitching staff since he broke into the league back in 1951. He became a 20-game winner for the first time in 1958 with a very excellent 22-14 record. Now the 2-1 offering coming to Gil MacDougall. Kubek breaks for the pitch. It's taken high. There's a throw going to second base. And the tag is made, and Kubek is out of second base. From Smokey Burgess to Bill Mazeroski, and they put it on Kubek for the first out of the inning. And, of course, that brought a happy roar of approval from the Pirate fans who are here again this afternoon. And the count now to Gil MacDougall is three balls and one strike. So we have one out now with none on, and Friend into the full wide with a lot of action. He deals a pitch that swung on and fouled out of play into the upper deck way down there on the right field corner. So we've got a 3-2 count now to Gil MacDougall. Waiting in the on-deck ring off to one side is the left-hand batting Yankee right fielder Roger Maris, who had a great day in a losing cause yesterday with three hits and four trips to the plate, including a home run. 3-2 to MacDougall is a strike, three balls. He started a swing and held off, and Friend got the breaking ball in there for a strike three. So Friend notches his first strikeout of the afternoon. That'll be the second Yankee out. And now here is Roger Maris. Maris has a World Series batting average of .750, in that he had three hits and four trips yesterday. And one of those hits went all of the way, a home run, has a run batted in. Maris in the first inning, after 2 men had been retired, after Lopez hit into the double play, hit one, a towering fly ball into the upper deck in right field. The pitch to Maris is low and away, ball one. Friend deals outside to the left-handed batter, ball two, so Bob has gotten behind to all three of the men he's faced here in this top half of the first inning. Two balls, no strikes now to Maris. And the fired right-hander throws a pitch that's cut on and a foul ball and is back against the screen behind the plate. The count 2-1 now to Maris. Mickey Mantle waiting in the on-deck ring. Found it going a little bit rough yesterday insofar as base hits did Mantle, in that he failed to hit in three official at-bats. Hope, Grote, Mazeroski, and Rocky Nelson around that Pirate infield tonight. Nelson is in at first base, replacing Dick Stewart, who played the first game yesterday. Pirate outfield to Roger Maris, very deep, and they're swung around a little bit toward the right field side. Now, Friend taking a lot of time. He's in the move now, and here comes a 2-1 offering to Roger Maris. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 2-2 to Maris. Two out, none on. This is the top half of the first inning. Game number two, no score. Now the 2-2 pitch to Maris is inside at a ball three, so that'll fill the count to the Yankee right fielder. 3-2 now to Roger Maris. Friend into the move now, and here comes the payoff. 3-2 pitch to Maris. It's cut on, and there's a drive for a base hit between Mazeroski and Rocky Nelson, and on through to right field. And Maris is on with his fourth hit of the series. A solid single to right field, and that brings up Mickey Mantle. And, of course, against the right-hand slants of Bob Pratt, Mantle will again be a left-handed batter. Mickey failed to hit yesterday in three trips. He walked one time, fanned twice, flat out to center field. And the Pirate outfield plays Mantle just about the way they played Roger Maris. And the infield overshifts off to the first base side. Friend, a very deliberate worker now, looking down to Burgess to pick up on the side. And here comes the first offering to Mickey Mantle. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Maris, the runner at first base. Two down here in the Yankee half of the first inning. No score. Kubek opened the game with a single to left field, was thrown out trying to steal from Burgess to Mazeroski. McDougal was called out on strikes. Maris single to right. And now the pitch coming to Mantle is a breaking ball low and inside, and the count evens at one ball and one strike to Mickey Mantle. One and one, the count to Mantle. Friend, with that long look now, goes to the abbreviated stretch, checks Maris over there at first base, throws, swing, and a foul ball in the dirt behind the plate, and the count will be a ball and two strikes to Mantle. Well, the sun is shining brightly enough now in Pittsburgh, so that now and then we make out the shadows of the grandstand, and I no sooner say that than it ducks behind a cloud. One ball, two strikes now to Mickey Mantle. Rocky Nelson playing tight to the bag over there at first, guarding against the lead of Roger Maris. And Friend all ready to go now. Mantle waiting. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball too low on the count is 2-2 to Mantle. Looks like Friend is working that curveball and keeping it down and in on Mantle. Now the 2-2 pitch to the Yankee center fielder. Maris leads first. Here comes the pitch. It's outside. And that fills the count to Mantle. So that'll be the third 3-2 count that Friend has carried here on the top of the first inning. 3-2 to McDougal. Then he struck him out. 3-2 to Maris, who singled to right field. And now 3-2 to Mickey Mantle. Bob Friend ready to go. There goes Maris. The pitch is swung on and missed. He struck him out. Mantle goes down swinging, and the Yankees in the first inning, no runs, two base hits, no Pirate errors, and one man left, and the score at the end of the first half inning of the Yankees nothing, the Pirates nothing. For the Pirates in the last half of the first inning, it will be Bill Burden, then Dick Grote, and Roberto Clemente in that order, against the Yankee right-hander Bob Turley, who has a record of 9 wins and 3 defeats. Turley this year started for Casey Stengel and the Yankees 24 times, completed but 4. He pitched 173 innings, allowed 138 hits, walked 87, and struck out 88. and finish the year with an earned run average of 3.28. Curley, in his first days in the American League, was primarily a flamethrower, a fastballing right-hander. He still has that that good fastball. He uses it infrequently, however, and now pitches with considerable curveballs. He throws quick ones and slow ones, big ones and small ones. And now here is Bill Verdon to lead off for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the last half of the first inning. Verdon, in yesterday's game, had one hit in three trips, and it drove in a run. It was a double off the screen and right in the sixth inning. Bob Turley, all ready to go. The Yankee right-hander throws a pitch that's too low, and ball one. Around the Yankee infield now, third base, Gil McDougal. The shortstop is Tony Kubek. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. And it's Bill Scourin again at first base. The outfield, however, has Yogi Berra in left field, Mickey Mantle in center field, and Roger Maris in right field. And the 1-0 pitch coming to left-hand batting Verdon is outside and a ball. 2-0 now. Elston Howard is doing the catching. In all of Yogi Berra's many previous World Series ball games, he has always been the catcher. This afternoon, he is starting in left field for the first time in a World Series. No score, Pirates batting, last half of the first inning. The 2-0 pitch to left-hand batting Verdon is a strike call, 2-1. Yankees failed to score in the top half of the first inning, and now here's Bill Verdon to see if he can start it for Pittsburgh in the last half of the first. Turley in the move now, the 2-1 coming to Verdon. Hits too low, and a ball three. Now, the count for the Pirate leadoff hitter, Bill Verdon. He'll be followed by Dick Grode and Roberto Clemente in that order. Now, Turley into that very brief windup, throws. Swinging a high fly ball, hit out of the left center field. Berry is moving in on the ball. The left fielder is calling for it, under it. He's got it, and that's the first out. Verdon flies out to left fielder Yogi Berra, and that'll bring around the Pirate captain, Dick Grote. Grode, in yesterday's ball game, had the two hits in four trips to the plate. One of those two a double. He drove in a run, so his series batting average is .500. Grode doubled to right in the first inning yesterday, singled to center in the third, lined out to second in the fourth, bounced out to short in the sixth. Right-hand batter. And a dandy hit-and-run man. Pitch coming to Grode. Strike called. Good quick breaking ball from Bob Turley. Turley, a little bit like Friend in that they are both very deliberate workers, now throws a curveball, but it misses, and the count is one ball and one strike. Coaching again for the Pirates this afternoon at third base, Osiak, and down the first base line, it's Mickey Vernon, who incidentally was a teammate of the Pirate manager Danny Murtaugh in American Legion baseball a few years ago down around the Chester, Pennsylvania area. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on. There's a ground ball sharply hit to Richardson, the Yankee second baseman. He has now the throw to first in time, and Grote is the second out of the inning. Grote grounds out to Richardson, the second baseman. Two down and none on, and the batter now will be Roberto Clemente. In yesterday afternoon's opening game, Clemente had one hit in four trips and drove in a run. Turley's first offering to Clemente is swung on, a high fly ball in the shallow right center. Maris is coming into the ball, and he can't get to it. And Clemente is on with a looping single into right center field. There seemed to be a moment of confusion between Maris and second baseman Bobby Richardson. And then Maris opened up and came on as hard as he could and did not get to the ball. And it drops in front of him for a looping single in shallow right center. And that brings up Rocky Nelson. Nelson did not play yesterday in the opener. Over the year for Pittsburgh, he had 11 doubles, a triple, hit the home run seven times, knocked in 35, and was an even 300 hitter, and is the possessor of perhaps the most peculiar batting stance in all of baseball. A left-handed batter with a tremendous minor league record. Bob Turley checks Clemente at first base, and the pitch is a slow curveball, but it fails to come over. Strike, a ball one to Rocky Nelson. Bob Turley facing Rocky Nelson. And the 1-0 pitch now coming to the left-hand batting Pirate first baseman. Turley throws. He's too low with a ball two. If I were to try and describe Nelson's stance, if you had not seen it, I would ask you to assume the pose of a bare-knuckles fist fighter of many years ago. And then you would have your feet about in the position in which Nelson faces the pitcher. His front foot, in his case the right, the toe of it is pointed right straight out to the mound. And it's a very, looks like he's about ready to sit down as each pitch is thrown. Now the 2-0 pitch coming to Nelson. Swinging a ground ball foul outside of first. And the count is 2-1. Game. Pirates at bat, last half of the first inning, two out. Clemente, the runner at first base, and a count of two balls, one strike, to Rocky Nelson. Bob Turley on the mound for the Yankees checks Clemente at first base and now straddles the rubber, and Clemente checks back toward the bag at first. Now ready to go again. Turley into the brief stretch. He sets, and the 2-1 coming to Nelson. Cut ground ball, hit right toward Richardson, the second baseman. He digs it out neatly, throws to first, and that's it. For the Pirates in the last half of the first inning, no runs, one base hit, no errors, one man left. Score at the end of the first inning of play, Yankees nothing, Pirates nothing. And to see and drive the 61 Cadillac today. Leading off for the Yankees in the top half of the second inning will be Yogi Berra. He will be followed by Bill Scowd and then Elston Howard in that order. Berra in yesterday afternoon's ball game had one base hit in four trips. He carries a series batting average then of 250. He might well have had two base hits in the ball game yesterday had it not been for a tremendous catch by Pirate center fielder Bill Verdon, who went all the way to the wall along with right fielder Clemente way out there in right center field and made a sparkling grab. Well, here's Yogi Berra. One of the most colorful performers ever to play the game of baseball. And the stories about Berra, of course, are a legion. All ready to go now. Bob Friend up on the mound for the Pirates. No score as we start the second inning. Ball one is down low to Berra. Berra actually walked up on the pitch a little bit, ran the hands up the bat, and then gave Don Hoke that look down there at third base as if to say, well, hey, I might drop one, buddy. Friend delivers, and Berra takes a strike. 1-1. Berra, most valuable player in the league. Three times. Swings, hits a ground ball off the first base side. Nelson, the first baseman, wide to his right, makes a pickup. Throws to the pitcher, covering at first base in time to get Berra for the first out in the Yankee half of the second inning. And that brings on Bill Scowron. Bill had two hits in yesterday's opener in four trips to the plate.
Number 14.
They were both singles. And he drove in a Yankee run. So Scowron has a 500 series average. The Pirates 18-game winner, Bob Friend. Trying to nail down game number two for Danny Murtaugh and the Pirates. The pitch is swung on and fouled out of play over the roof off the first base side. Strike one to Scowron. In the on-deck circle off to one side is the Yankee catcher of the afternoon, Elston Howard. Now Friend in the move now, and here comes the one-strike pitch to Bill Scowron. He swings and misses. Strike two. Gave him a good, quick breaking ball. Kept it up over the outside portion of the plate. Right about at the letters. Two strikes now to Scowron, and let's see how Friend will work on this powerful Yankee first baseman. Now the two-strike pitch on the way. Friend delivers, swinging a foul ball in the dirt behind the plate. And the count rides on. Two strikes to Bill Scowron. This great old city of bridges really was rocking on its foundations here last evening, celebrating the Pirates' opening game win over the Yankees. Now the two-strike pitch to Scowron. Another foul out of play behind the plate. While the citizens of this fine city were really celebrating and enjoying their team's victory, the Pirates themselves were rather calm about the whole thing, and all of them are only too well aware of the fact that there are many more games yet to be played. And again, the two-strike pitch to Bill Scowron. It's high and tight, and Scowron backs off a little bit. One ball, two strikes. Now, Bob Friend looking down to Battery Mate Smokey Burgess for the sign. He responds into the wind now. The 1-2 offering to Scowron is another foul ball behind the plate. And as always the case, one foul ball out of play back here behind the plate. You've got 10 or 15 fellas scrapping for it. Not really, but in an all-out effort to pick up the souvenir baseball. Now, Scowron. Waiting the 1-2 offering again from Bob Friend. One out and none on. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Struck him out. And for Bob Friend, that'll be his third strikeout of the ball game. Two out now. And the batter will be Elston Howard. And it was Howard who kept the spark alive for the New York Yankees in the opener yesterday when he came on as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning of the ball game and hit a two-run home run over the screen in right field. But little Elroy Face held right on and got Lopez to ground into the double play and ended the ball game. Pirates winning 6-4. Now the pitch coming down to Elston Howard. Strike. A quick breaking ball right over the inside corner of the hands. Strike one. Howard swings and there's a foul ball into the upper deck off the first base side. Two strikes now to Elston Howard. It was feared that this fine Yankee would be lost for a couple of games of the series due to an accident he sustained in the closing Yankee series with the Washington Senators. Now the two-strike pitch to Howard. Another foul is out of play into the upper deck behind the plate. Howard sustained an injured finger when a foul ball came off the bat of the Senator shortstop Zoro Vasallis, and it was first feared that the finger might have been broken, but it turned out to be nothing more than a severe dislocation, and here's Howard back in the lineup. Now the two-strike pitch is low, hit in front of the plate, and the count is a ball, two strikes, to Elston Howard. No score, Yankees batting in the top half of the second inning at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Yankees nothing, Pirates nothing. To go now. Friend brings the arm down, delivers, swinging a ground ball to sit slowly down the third base side. Charging is Hokie, lets it go, and it's a foul ball at the last moment. Dusty Vargas, third base umpire, got right down on top of that foul ball, and when he gave it the foul ball gesture, the ball was hardly more than 2 or 3 inches away from his hand. Hoke came charging in. It would have been a very difficult play, and at the very last moment, Hoke decided to gamble and let the ball roll, and it rolled foul by inches. So Howard is back in again with the count continuing at a ball and two strikes. All ready to go again. The 1-2 offering coming down to Elston Howard is low and away. Ball two. 2-2. Yankees nothing. The Pirates nothing. Two out, men on. Yankees batting in the top half of the second inning. And Bob Friend on the mound for the Buccos this afternoon. Pitch swing and another foul ball. Back among the spectators. Gentleman tried to catch that foul ball while holding on to the program. It was a most unsuccessful effort. Two balls, two strikes to Elston Howard. Bob Friend on the mound today for the Pirates. Led the National League in victories in 58 with 22. The pitch is a strike three call. Howard is called out on strikes. Number four in the game for Bob Friend. No runs, hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of an inning and a half. The Yankees nothing, the Pirates nothing. Smokey Burgess, who in yesterday's game failed to hit in four trips to the plate. On the year, he hit .294 for the Pirates. Burgess, a very dangerous hitter. And he can splash that ball around. Now, Cimoli walks off a pretty big lead. Turley checks him with a look and throws to Burgess. A pitch up high and outside, ball one. No score here at Forbes Field. Pirates batting last half of the second inning. Yankees nothing, Pirates nothing. None out. Gino Cimoli has just walked to open this second inning for Pittsburgh. And now Burgess waits the 1-0 pitch from Bob Turley. Here it is. Outside to the left-handed batter. Ball two. 2-0. Pirates led the major leagues as a team in batting with an average of .276. They also led their lead in fielding. Now your 2-0 pitch coming to Burgess with Cimoli at first and none out. No, a quick and checking throw to first base, but Cimoli is back. No play. And the 2-0 pitch now to Burgess. He looks at it. It's outside, ball three. 3-0, and the Pirate fans at Forbes Field respond enthusiastically. Now the 3-0 pitch to Burgess. Here it is, and he takes a look. A strike is called. Burgess is evidently under wraps, looking all the way. The count now, three balls and one strike. And here's Smokey taking a quick look to his third base coach, Osiak, to see what might be going or not going on this 3-1 count. Scarron, of course, tight to the bag at first base. Cimoli walks out to a pretty good lead. Turley now into the stretch, and the 3-1 pitch to Burgess. He takes strike two call over the outside corner of the letters. 3-2 to Burgess. Pitch coming down to Burgess. There goes Cimoli. Pitch is swung on. A towering pop fly off the first base side of the infield. Bobby Richardson is calling for it. Under it. And the Yankee second baseman has it for the first out. Burgess pops out to second baseman Richardson. Cimoli holding first, and the batter now will be Don Hope. Don yesterday failed to hit in two appearances. He walked twice and scored a run in the Pirates' 6-4 win over the Yankees in the opener. Don Hoke. Don taking a little time up at the plate now, trying to break up a little of that clay, scratching around, digging in. All ready now. Cimoli walks out his lead at first base. Here's Turley into the set position, and the first pitch coming down to right-hand batting Don Hoke is inside for a ball, and Howard spun around as if he were going to rifle a peg to first base. Didn't follow through, however. Ball one to Don Hope. Now Turley ready to go again with a quick checking look at Smalley at first base. He steps and throws, swinging a fly ball, well hit center field way. Mantle going back, has it in range, looks up, and makes the grab in deep center field for the second out of the inning, returning to first base again, Smalley. Holt flies out to center fielder Mantle. Two down. And here is Bill Mazeroski. And there are many people who will tell you that Mazeroski's two-run home run in the fourth inning of yesterday's opener kind of broke the ball game up. Maz had two base hits and four trips yesterday. He also had a single to go along with his two-run home run. Mazeroski scored two runs and knocked in two. First pitch coming to the right-hand batting Pirate second baseman. Good curveball rips in, and a strike is called to Mazeroski. Turley ready to go once again. And the one-strike pitch coming to Mazeroski. He swings and misses as Turley pulled the string on that dandy curveball. Beautiful pitch from Bob Turley. You can see Mazeroski start to lunge at the ball and then check himself in an effort to compensate and still couldn't get to it. Two strikes down. Turley all ready to go. He delivers. Swing and a high foul is out of play. So the count continues two strikes. Some gentleman up in the third tier roof boxes underneath the roof here at Forbes Field made a kind of a routine catch of that foul ball. Two strikes. Two out. No score. Smalley leading first. The pitch coming to Mazeroski. Curve is low and outside in the dirt, and a good grab by Elston Howard. So the count, one ball, two strikes to Bill Mazeroski. Smalley opened the inning with a walk, and he's still out there at first base as Burgess popped out to second baseman Richardson. Polk fly deep to the center fielder Mantle, and Mazeroski has the count, one ball and two strikes. Curley ready to go again. Delivers just off the corner, and the count is 2-2. Pitch coming down to Bill Mazeroski. Gino Smalley walks out to his lead at first base, and then Turley checks him back with a quick throw. No play. McDougal, Kubek, Richardson, Scowen around the Yankee infield. Barry in left this afternoon, Nadal in center, Maris in right, and the 2-2 pitch coming to Bill Mazeroski. Turley a little bit concerned about the lead of Gino Smalley. Again, takes his foot off the rubber, so Smalley goes back to the bag. Now back out to his lead again as Turley is ready to throw. And the 2-2 pitch is down low. 3-2 to Bill Mazeroski. And this is the third 3-2 count of the inning for the Yankee right-hander Bob Turley. Now talking to Turley and indicating that he is at this point backing off the bag with a count 3-2 to Bill Mazeroski, two out. Turley all ready to go now. He sets, and the 3-2 pitch to Mazeroski is swung on a line drive down the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball in the deep left field corner. Barrett is running it down to foul territory on his way to third to Smalley, and they hold Smalley up, and moving into second base goes Mazeroski. So Mazeroski hits a clothesline double down into the left field corner. Smalley pulls in at third base. And for Mazeroski, his first double of the series and his third hit. So the first scoring opportunity at this early point of the ball game faces the Pittsburgh Pirates now with two outs and runners at second and third. Here comes Bob Friend. Pirates, you'd have to say, was not too much of a hitter. His batting average was .068. He's got Pirate runners at second and third base with two out. Bob Friend, the Pittsburgh Curler of the afternoon, right-handed batter, facing Bob Turley. Turley into the full wide now, throws low for a ball. No score in the ball game. Yankees nothing, Pirates nothing. Pirates batting last half of the second inning, two out, and a two on. Runners at second and third. Savoli at third, Mazeroski at second. Comes the arm, Curley delivers, and Friend takes a big swing and misses strike one. One and one. Bob Friend was the starting and winning pitcher for the National League All-Stars 1956, and again in the first game in this year. Now the 1-1 pitch coming to Bob Friend. He swings a high pop-up off the first base side of the infield. Bill Scourin is calling for it. Yankee first baseman under it. He's got it, and that'll be the final out. So for the Pirates, in the second inning, no runs, one hit, no Yankee error, two left. The score at the end of two complete. Yankees nothing, Pirates nothing. Bobby Richardson will be the first batter on for the Yankees in the top of the third inning. Bob, in yesterday's ball game, failed to hit in four trips. He scored one of the Yankee runs. The only Yankee regular to hit 300 a year ago. This year, however, he's dropped out a little bit. Finished the year with a .252 batting average for the Yankees. Bobby, considered by many to have as great a range as any second baseman in the American League. To go. Bobby Richardson now to face Bob Friend. Friend all ready to go to work on Richardson, a right-handed batter. Bob hits out of a straightaway stance right about in the middle of the box. Friend rocks over the rubber and throws a curve. It's low and a ball. Hoke, Grote, Mazeroski, and Nelson around that Pirate infield. And this is one of the big ballparks. The 1-0 pitch is a strike, and Richardson ran the hands up the bat, leaned in over the plate as if he were going to, had given some thought to bunting, and then took the pitch all the way. One ball and one strike. And normally in this ballpark, the outfielders give the hitter the foul line. Because of that tremendous expanse in right center, left center, and center field, they kind of bunch the outfield. Now the 1-1 pitch to Richardson is too low, and Bob takes the ball. 2-1 now. Yankees nothing, Pirates nothing. Yankees at work in the top of the third. And Friend, moving right along now, delivers a pitch that's off the outside corner, and the count is 3-1, and Bob gives plate umpire Stevens a long look. And that little fella, Smokey Burgess, comes up a little unhappily. Now your 3-1 pitch to Richardson. Ball four is down low, and Richardson's on with a base on balls. The first issued this afternoon by Bob Friend. And now the batter will be Bob Turley.
Batting in the ninth division.
Turley.
Bob Turley.
Came over to the New York Yankees in a deal that was started November the 18th and completed December the 1st of 1954, a deal that was referred to by the late New York newspaper man Benny Epstein as the population deal or the exchange of communities. Turley, a right-handed batter, the Pirates figure him to bunt. Hope crowds in, the pitch is bunted, popped up foul outside of first, chasing it is Nelson, he falls down. Even had he not, I'm afraid he couldn't have made the play because the pop foul came down about two or three rows in the box seats just beyond the Pirate dugout. Strike one to Bob Turley. The deal involving Bob Turley also had Harry Bird, Don Leppard, Jim McDonald, Bill Miller, Willie Miranda, Hal Smith, Cal Segrist, and Gus Triantis for Gordon Hunter, Dick Krioski, Don Larson, Turley, Bliska, quite a few ball players. Turley now swings and a foul ball is on the screen behind the plate, so two strikes to the Yankee hurler, Bob Turley. Bunted the first pitch, popped it foul into the seats, swinging away on the second pitch. Two strikes to Turley. On the first base, Bobby Richardson. None out in the Yankee half of the third, and Turley trying to move Richardson along. Friend ready to go now. And Turley squares and bunts off the first base side of the mound. Fielded by Friend. No play at second. The throw goes to first base in time to get to Bob Turley. Down to second on the sacrifice bunt goes Bobby Richardson, and Turley is retired. Pitcher Friend to the second baseman covering. One away in the Yankee half of the third, and now the top of the order, Tony Kubek, who singled into left field to open the ball game, and then was promptly thrown out trying to steal Burgess to Bill Mazeroski. And now Kubek looking out to Bob Friend for the second time this afternoon. Richardson halfway around. He's down there at second base. Friend all ready to go to work now into the stretch. And the Pirate right-hander throws. Pitch outside at the left-hand batting Kubek. Ball one. And the 1-0 pitch coming down to Kubek. Swing and a foul ball going out of play down the left field side. 1-1 now to Tony. Friend taking a long look out into left field, kind of checking on the count on the scoreboard out there. Had a ball and a strike, and also looking at left fielder Sonoli, who is favoring the line down there in left field. Even though Kubek's a left-handed batter, the pitch is swung and a ground ball hit right back through the middle. It's going to be into center field for the base hit. Richardson, around third, is going to score. And the Yankees take over a 1-0 lead on Kubek's ground single to center field, scoring Richardson from second base. The Yankees won, and the Pirates nothing. And Kubek picks up his first run batted in of the series. One out, Kubek at first, and now Gil McDougal, who carried the count 3-2 against Bob Friend in the first inning and then was called out on strikes. Friend has fanned four so far this afternoon, has issued but one walk, and it has proved most costly. The pitch coming down to McDougal is a ball outside. Seven trips to the plate in the series so far, Kubek has hit safely five times. Three yesterday, and he's 2-for-2 this afternoon. Pitch to McDougal. Swing, ground ball up the third base side. It's going to be a fair ball beyond the Hoke out at the left field corner. It's in foul territory now. On his way to third is Kubek. They're going to send him home. And on down to second base goes Gil McDougal. And the Yankees now lead it by a score of 2-0. McDougal hit a ground ball sharply beyond the outstretched glove of third baseman Don Hoke. And when it got down into the deep left field corner, it was in foul territory. Simone dug it out down there. And Smokey Burgess has gone on down to third base now. And we've got the first rhubarb of the series going as Burgess is protesting to third base umpire Bogus about the call. And now Danny Murtaugh trots on down there. And he, too, is going to have a word to say to third base umpire Bogus. Well, Jack, it didn't take long to get the first rhubarb started in game number two.
No, it didn't, Chuck. Don Hoke started to question the call by Bogus right away. I've just been sitting back here wondering when the first fireworks was going to happen because this had been a rather calm ball game compared to the explosion of 24 hours ago. By this time yesterday, this ball game was really red hot, and it's burning rather brightly right here now for the Yankees.
Well, Burgess has come on back to the plate now. Danny Murtaugh talking a little bit with Don Hoke. Well, Danny's been a battler all of his life. And he went down to talk to Bogus briefly about that call. I must say it was a very quiet rather than an animated conversation. No jumping around or arm waving. Murtaugh has stopped now at the mound to talk to Bob Friend on his way to the dugout. And Burgess is on his way up there to join in. Meantime, plate umpire Stevens goes halfway to the mound. Asking the Pirates to keep the ball game moving along. Well, following their Kubek single to drive in Richardson, McDougal had doubled over the bag at third down into the deep left field corner to drive in Kubek, and now it's the Yankees 2 and the Pirates nothing. The batter is Roger Maris. Bob Friend all ready to go. Maris single to right field in the first inning. The pitch swung on a ground ball down the first base leg. Digging it out nicely is Nelson. Here's the race to the bag, and the Pirate first baseman tags up ahead of Maris for the second out of the inning, and down to third on the infield. Out goes Gil McDougal. Unassisted put out at first base by Nelson. Two out now. Holding third base, Gil McDougal, and stepping in now for the Yankees is Mickey Mantle. Mantle carried the count 3-2 against Bob Friend in the first inning, and then Friend struck him out swinging. Mantle looking for his first hit in the series. Friend into the move now. The pitch coming down to Mantle. Curveball low inside. Ball one. Not wasting any time, goes right to work, delivers another breaking ball. Strike call now to Mantle, one and one. Looks like another good curve from Bob Friend. Bob throws quite an assortment of pitches, a good curve, screwball, fastball, slider. Now the 1-1 offering to left-hand batting Mickey Mantle. Swing and a foul ball coming back our way. It's going to be out of play among the spectators behind the plate. One ball, two strikes. Now, Friend, all ready to go. The one ball, two strike pitch to Mantle is too high, and a ball, two and two now to Mickey. The Yankees out in front of the Pirates by a score of 2-0, batting in the top half of the third inning. Yankees 2, Pirates nothing. And the 2-2 pitch is way up high and a ball three. Joe Gibbon and Clem Levine are at work in the Pirate bullpen down in right field. And the 3-2 to Mantle is inside high out of all four. Mantle is on with a second walk of the game issued by Bob Friend. Mantle takes first. Holding third is Gil McDougal. And coming on now is Yogi Berra. Berra against Bob Friend in the second inning. Grounded out to first baseman Nelson and then to the pitcher covering. Yogi Berra playing in left field this afternoon for the Yankees. And Bob Friend in trouble here with two out and runners on the corners, first and third. First pitch coming down to Berra. Swing, and there's a long drive down the right field line. It's fading. It's going to be a foul ball. A foul ball way up there. Over the roof in the right field corner. What does they say? Just a long strike. Yogi got out in front of the pitch quite a bit too much and yanked it foul. Now Friend ready to go to work again. The one strike pitch coming down to Berra. Swing and a high fly ball hit center field way. Bill Burden should have it without any trouble. Under it now, the center fielder looks up, makes the grab, and that's the final out of the inning. And so for the Yankees in the third inning, they show two runs in the inning on two base hits. No Pirate error, two men or left score. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, the Yankees 2, Pirates nothing. The Pirates have a couple of runs to make up. Against the Yankees now, who are enjoying a 2-0 lead as Bill Burden leads off in the last half of the third inning. Burden flat out to left fielder Yogi Berra in the first inning. Bob Turley delivers, and Verdun takes a pitch outside, ball one. Verdun, a former Yankee, was traded by the Yanks to the Cardinals with pitcher Mel Wright and outfielder Emil Tellinger for outfielder Enos Slaughter in April of 1954. Now the 1-0 pitch is too high to Bill Verdun. Ball two. And then Verdun found his way over to the Pirates for pitcher Dick Littlefield and outfielder Bobby Del Greco in May of 1956. Two balls, no strikes to the left-hand batting Pirates center fielder Bill Verdun. Bob Turley throws. There's a strike. 2-1 now. Understandably, Forbes Field is a little quiet right now with the Pirates facing Bob Turley in the last half of the third inning. The pitch is swung and a ground ball right between Turley's legs, but Kubek, the shortstop, to his left, makes the pickup, throws to first in time to get Verdun. And that'll be the first out of the inning. That ball may have caromed off the leg. And that's exactly what has happened. Turley gets the assist, the ball caromed off the leg, and then Kubek, going to his left, was able to make the pickup and throw to first. So if you're scoring, it's 1-6-3. Pitcher, shortstop to first. One out in the last half of the third inning. The batter is Dick Grote, who grounded out to the second baseman, Bobby Richardson, in the first inning. Right-hand batting against right-hand pitching. Turley ready to go, throws. Curveball, he got it in there. Strike call. Held off, and the pitch was too high. Turley changed up in a curveball. One ball, one strike now to Grote. Now the 1-1 offering coming down to the Pirate captain, Dick Grote. Bob Turley delivers. A pitch swung on and fouled out of play on the screen behind the plate, and then off the screen and down among the spectators. Pittsburgh, in this wonderful year for the Pirates, has become a city of slogans. And we told you yesterday about that beat'em Bucks that really caught on. And everywhere you go, there are all kinds of slogans referring to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now the 1-2 pitch coming to Grote. Curveball is too tight, and Dick rocks back out of the way. 2-2. And they've got a lot of placards that they sell the Pirate fans out here. A couple have caught our eye today walking into the ballpark. Don't give up hope. We've still got hope and smoke. And there are many more. 2-2 to Dick Grote. Two balls, two strikes. One out, none on, bottom of the third. Swing ground ball. Waiting for it to shortstop Kubek. Grabs the belt high hop. Quick throw to first. He's got him. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Grote is out on the ground ball to shortstop. Two down now, and the batter will be right fielder Roberto Clemente. The Yankees, two, and the Pirates, nothing. Two out and on, Pirates batting in the last half of the third. Bob Turley gave up a base hit to Clemente in the first inning. Pitch coming down is a ball, low and outside to the right-hand batter. Pumps up the sign, and Turley throws, swinging a ground ball, hit down the third base side, charging in comes McDougal, makes a pickup in fair territory at the bag, and there is no throw, and Clemente is on with another infield hit. A slow roller chopped down the third base way. McDougal came in and looked as though he were going to let it roll, and then realized at the last moment that it was not going to roll foul, picked it up standing on the bag and had no throw. So Clemente is on with his second hit. And that brings up Rocky Nelson, who in the first inning went out on a ground ball to second baseman Bob Richardson. So with the Yankees leading 2-0, the Pirates now have the tying run at the plate in the person of Nelson. Turley already ready to go now. Checks Clementi at first base and delivers. Slow curveball, but it fails to come in. Ball one. Pitch coming down to Rocky Nelson. It's high and outside. Ball two. We mentioned that Nelson had some great years in the minor leagues with Montreal of the International League in 1954. He had 31 home runs, knocked in 94. The next year, he had 37 home runs and drove in 130. With Toronto in 58, he had 43 home runs and knocked in 120. Now the 2-0 to Nelson. Swinging a fly ball down the alley in right center field. Mantle moving to his left is getting there, and the center fielder hauls it in for the final out. So the Pirates in the last half of the third show no runs, one hit. No errors, a man left. Score at the end of three complete. Yankees 2, Pirates nothing. Bill Scowen leads off for the New York Yankees in the top half of the fourth inning. Yankees out in front of the Pirates by a score of 2-0. Scowen against Bob Friend, his first time up in the second inning, went down swinging. Pitch coming down to Scowen, swinging a foul ball back on the netting behind the plate. Strike one to Bill. A couple of Purdue men facing each other right now. Scowen at the plate. And up on the mound, Bob Friend. Scowen swings, and there's another foul ball on the screen behind the plate. Two strikes to Bill Scowen. This city has waited a long, long time for a pennant. 33 years, and they are making the most of it. And their hospitality is as great as it could possibly be. Now the two-strike pitch to Bill Scowen. Curve and a strike three is called. Scowen is out for looking. Strikeout number five for Bob Friend in the ballgame this afternoon. Here now comes Elston Howard. Elston took a third strike called in the second inning. Friend all ready to go now into the move, and the first pitch coming down to Howard is a strike call. The Yankees 2, the Pirates nothing. Yankees batting top half of the fourth inning. Swinging a foul ball out of play over the roof down the first base side. Two strikes to Howard. Two-strike pitch coming down to Elston Howard. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Number six for Bob Friend. Six strikeouts for Friend. Two out now. And the batter is Bobby Richardson. It was Richardson who opened the third inning for the Yankees with a leadoff walk. And then Turley sacrificed him to second base. And Kubek promptly knocked him in with a single to center field. And McDougal doubled, and Kubek scored, and the Yankees lead 2-0. Ground ball hit right back through the middle. It's over the bag at second, on through the center field. Base hit for Bobby Richardson. A two-out single to center field by Richardson. And the batter now will be the Yankee hurler, Bob Turley. Turley was called upon to sacrifice in the third inning and did so. Moved Richardson down to scoring position, and then Kubek knocked him in. Powerfully built right-handed batter. Now Friend with a quick look checks on Richardson over there at first base. The Pirate right-hander sets at the belt. Now kicks and throws a strike. Good quick breaking ball over the outside corner of the letters. Strike one to Bob Turley. Turley years ago was quite a fastball pitcher and was known as Bullet Bob. Today, he seems to rely more on the breaking stuff. Now, the one-strike pitch coming to Bob Turley. It's down low, and it gets right on by Burgess. Here goes the runner down to second base. The throw going to second is slide. He is safe at second base. ball got about 8 or 10 feet behind Burgess, he made a rapid recovery and a good throw to shortstop Dick Groth, covering at second base, but Richardson was able to slide under the tag. And the official scorer has ruled a passed ball against catcher Smokey Burgess. A passed ball. And the count. One ball and one strike to Bob Turley. The 1-1 offering to Turley. He swings a fly ball hit out on the alley in left center field. Going hard is Bill Burden. He can't get there. Drops in for the base hit. And here comes Richardson home with the third Yankee run. Turley singles in the alley in left center field to drive in another Yankee run. It's Yankees 3 and the Pirates nothing. Season for the Yankees hit .073. He had but 4 base hits and 55 trips. And Jack Quinlan reminds that he also had but 1 run batted in all year. Well, he just knocked in an important run now, and the Yankees lead by a score of 3-0 as Kubek steps in against Bob Friend. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit. Deep to left. Back on the ball goes Simone. He's getting in position now under it, and he makes the catch for the final out. But the Yankees pick up one more run in this inning on 2 base hits. No Pirate errors, a man left, and the score at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play. The Yankees 3, the Pirates nothing. Gino Savoli leads off for the Pittsburgh Pirates. We have the last half of the fourth inning, and the hometown fans here at Ford Field now are trying to work up a little bit of enthusiasm. See if they can spark their hometown Pirates to a rally. Ralph Savoli against Bob Turley in the second inning drew a base on balls. And finally, he got all the way around to third base when a little bit later, after 2 men had been retired, Burgess popped out and Hope flied out. Mazeroski doubled down the left field line. But the Pirates were unable to get the run in. The Yankees are out in front of the ball game by a score of 3-0. The Yanks have 3 runs on 6 base hits, and the Pirates have yet to score and have 3 base hits. And Clemente have 2 of those. The other Pirate base hit belongs to Bill Mazeroski. Down in the Pirate bullpen, in the right field corner, Fred Green is beginning to loosen up. Tall, lean left-hander, Fred Green. He and Elroy Face shared the bullpen duties for the Pirates this year. Now here's Simoli facing Bob Turley in the last half of the fourth inning. Yankees 3, Pirates nothing. And Turley all ready to go. First pitch coming down to Gino Simoli. It's low and outside. Ball one. Simoli, Burgess, and Hope are the scheduled 3 batters in the Pirate half of the fourth inning. And a 1-0 pitch coming down to Gino Simoli. Turley throws. It's a strike call. He got the good fastball over the outside corner at the letters. 1-1 to Gino Simoli. In the ball game in left field for the Pirates this afternoon, replacing the injured Bob Skinner, who jammed a thumb in yesterday's ball game. On the left hand. Pitch coming to Simoli. Swing line drive off in the right field. In for the base hit. Harris moving to his left fell down momentarily, fielding the ball. However, he didn't get away from him. So Simoli opens the Pirate half of the fourth inning with a line single to right field. Brings up Smokey Burgess. Burgess, in his only trip to the plate against Turley this afternoon, popped out to second baseman Bob Richardson. Now there's a little more life and enthusiasm at Forbes Field. With none out and Simoli at first base, here's Burgess. Bob Turley ready to go. He throws. Burgess looks and a strike is called. The curveball came slipping in on Burgess. Strike one. And the one strike pitch coming down to Burgess. Another curve. This one's too low, and the count is 1-1. The Yankee outfield swung pretty well around toward right field against Burgess. And there's a big alley for Burgess to shoot at out over the head of the shortstop Kubek, off toward the center and left center. And if he hits one over the head of third baseman Gil McDougal, he might be running for a little while. There is well around in the left center. Pitch coming down to Burgess. Swing ground ball by the first baseman. Big hit in the right field. Down to second, Cimoli. He's going to go to third. And here's Maris' throw coming in. It is off the mark, and Cimoli is safe at third base on the Burgess single to right field. Pirates now have lit the spark in the last half of the fourth inning with runners on the corners at first and third and none out. They trail the Yankees by a score of 3-0. And now Don Hope will see what he can do about continuing the rally that's been started by Pittsburgh. Hope right out to center field. His only trip up in the second inning. Cimoli, the runner at third base, on at first base, Burgess, back-to-back single. And the first pitch coming down to Don Hope. Low on the ball. Maris' throw was just about on time, and there might have been a play on Cimoli at third base, but his throw was a little bit off the left field side of the bag at third. In other words, McDougal had to go a couple of steps down the line toward left to make the grab. Now the 1-0 pitch coming down to Don Hope. The Yankee bullpen heats up. Pitch coming to Hope. Swing and a fly ball down the right field line. It's going to be a fair ball into the deep right field corner. That'll score Cimoli. On his way to third goes Burgess. Down to second goes the runner. He dives in under the throw and is safe at second base. Richardson was then relayed to Kubek, and Hope went diving in head first under the throw with a double. This is the second World Series hit for Don Hope. In 1955, he had one for three in three games with the Brooklyn Dodgers, and he picked up a run batted in. Stengel has gone to the mound, and now he is going back to the Yankee dugout. Bill Stafford and Luis Arroyo. Right-hander Stafford, left-hander Arroyo are warming for the Yankees in the bullpen in left field. None out of the inning. Yankees 3, Pirates 1. Tying runs at second and third. Burgess at third. Hope at second. And Bill Mazeroski the batter. Bill doubled down the left field line in the second inning. In yesterday's ball game, in the fourth inning, he had a two-run home run. And he now faces Bob Turley with none out. Runners at second and third. The Pirate half of the fourth inning, and Ford Field has suddenly come to life. Turley with his work cut out for him now, facing Mazeroski. Long, long look for the sign. Now Turley steps off the rubber and looks quickly out toward left field. And then another look over the check on Burgess at third, and now Mazeroski backs out of the run. That is baseball's old waiting game. Curley made Mazeroski wait, so Bill's going to make Curley wait. Now, Maz steps in. Curley is still staring, hasn't made a move. Now he leans into the windup. And the first pitch coming out of Mazeroski is a curve blown outside, ball one. Strike to Mazeroski. Pirate runners at second and third. Burgess at third. Hope at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's Turley gave him that slow, dipsy-doo curveball. 1-1 to Mazeroski. Three straight hits. And the score is now Yankees 3, Pirates 1. None out in this last half of the fourth inning. Waiting now, the 1-1 pitch to Mazeroski. Curly into the move. Here's the pitch. Curve misses outside. 2-1 to Mazeroski. 2 balls, 1 strike. Taking a lot of time between these pitches, and, well, you can understand his determination. 2 balls, 1 strike to Bill Mazeroski. The Yankee right-hander throws. Curving, ground ball, line drive caught by third baseman McDougal. A line drive into the glove of third baseman McDougal for the first out of the inning. Pirate runner standing right on the bag. No chance for Yankee double play. Mazeroski hit a screamer right smack at McDougal. And Gale caught the ball, went down on both knees, and had no chance of doubling the runner Burgess at third, nor the runner Polk at second base. Well, let's see what will happen now. With one out and runners at second and third, Bob Friend is scheduled to bat, but he is not going to be the hitter. This will be Gene Baker. Baker in 33 games on the season with the Pirates, hit for an average of .243. 37 at-bats and 9 base hits. Gene Baker is batting now for Bob Friend. Gene, a right-handed swinger. One out of the inning. Mazeroski hit the ball right on the button, but it was a line drive right into the glove of Gil McDougal, the third baseman. He didn't have to move left nor right. Caught it letter high, right in the middle of the chest. So that's the first Pirate out. And now here's the pinch hitter, Gene Baker. Right-hand batter facing Bob Turley. One out of the inning, and Turley all ready to go to work. First pitch to Baker. This is a strike call. A good fastball from Turley. Broke into the big leagues as the double play partner for Ernie Banks of the Chicago Cubs. One strike to Baker. Pirates with the tying runs at second and third. Turley delivers a ball outside. 1-1 to Baker. Called momentarily by second base umpire Shylock. Bobby Richardson putting the sunglasses on. There was a little bit of glare, no sunshine, but up behind those clouds it's just a little bit bright. Another thin layer of cloud over Ford's Field right now. Yankees 3, Pirates 1. Pirates threatened here in the last half of the fourth inning. And the fans are getting on Curly a little bit because he's working kind of slowly. The 1-1 is swung on and a high fly ball popped up off the first base side of the infield. Backpedaling is second baseman Richardson under it. And he makes the grab for the second out of the inning and then runs the ball back toward the infield. And the runner's hold. Baker pops out to Richardson. 2 outs. And the batter will be the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Bill had 1 hit and 3 trips in yesterday's opening game and is 0 for 2 this afternoon. Flied out to left and went out pitcher to the shortstop for the first baseman. It went right back between the legs of Bob Turley, caromed off his leg to shortstop Kubek, who threw him out. So Bob Friend is out of the ball game now, and we'll have a new Pirate hurler as we go to the top of the fifth inning. But still baseball to be played here in the bottom of the fourth with Bill Verdon facing Bob Turley. Now the pitch is a good breaking ball. A slow curve that came in on Verdon. Strike is called. The one-strike pitch coming down to left-hand batting Bill Verdon. Curly Into the move now, and the big, strong Yankee right-hander delivers. A curveball swung on a fly ball down the left field side. It's fading. It's a foul ball down on the Yankee bullpen. Two strikes to Burson. In recent years, the slider has become a very popular pitch in baseball, and many, many pitchers use it with a good deal of success. Curley is one of the successful pitchers in baseball today who does not rely on the slider. He'll throw it, but infrequently. Two strikes to Bill Verdon. Two out. Last half of the fourth inning, Yankees 3, Pirates 1. And the Pirates trying to further this threat. Curley into the move, two strike pitch coming to Verdon. High pop foul behind the plate. Here comes Elston Howard. I don't know whether he has a shot or not. It appears it'll be on the screen and is on the screen out of play. Two strikes to Bill Verdon. Three to one, Yankees over the Pirates. Pirates took the opener yesterday, 6-4, and the Yankees battling to get even today. The Yankees leading 3-1 have six base hits. The Pirates also have six, picking up three in this inning and one run. And now the two-strike pitch coming to Verdon. Curley throws. He curved and misses outside with a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One and two to Bill Verdon. Curley about all ready to go again. Rocks into the line. The pitch coming down is outside, 2-2. And you can hear that sigh of relief from the Pirate fans here at Ford's Field. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two on. One run in for the Pirates. Yankees in front, 3-1 in this last half of the fourth inning. And Turley trying to work his way out of a big jam. The Yankee right-hander into the move now. 2-2 pitch to Verdon. Ground ball sharply hit right towards Richardson. Comes up in a belt high hop, and the Yankee second baseman throws to first in time to get Verdon for the final out of the inning. The Pirates, one run, three base hit. No Yankee errors. Two men are left. Score at the end of four complete. The Yankees, 3. Pirates, 1. Fred Green, a tall spring bean left-hander, comes in now to take over the pitching chores vacated by Bob Friend, who worked the first four innings, allowed six hits, walked two, struck out six, and charged with three runs. Green is on the mound, and the first batter to face him is Gil McDougal. The left-hander throws low and inside, ball one. Green appeared in 45 games for the Pirates this year, all in relief. And he compiled a record of 8 victories, 4 defeats, and an earned run average of 3.21. And a ball is outside now to Gil McDougal. Southpaw Fred Green made 5 straight relief appearances in July, in which he pitched 10 innings without giving up a run. This is but his second year in the big leagues. Now the 2-0 pitch to Gil McDougal. It's too tight, and McDougal skips back out of the way. Ball three. Strikes to the Yankee leadoff batter at the top of the fifth, McDougal. Ball four almost hits him low and inside, and Green indicates to Burgess that he'd rather have another baseball to work with. So Green coming on, replacing Bob Friend, that walks the first batter to face him. That's the third walk issued by the Pirate pitchers this afternoon. Two by Friend, and now this one by Green. And now the Yankee right fielder, Roger Maris. Maris singled in the first inning and went out unassisted to first baseman Nelson in the third. McDougal is on with a walk, and here's Maris. Lanky Fred Green. The southpaw throws, and Maris looks, a strike is called. George Witt is throwing in the Pirate bullpen. Right-hander George Witt. Green looking down to Burgess to pick up on the sign. McDougal scampers out to his lead at first base. The one-strike pitch to Maris. Swing and a miss. Strike two. These left-handers have answered to a lot of names in baseball. Nicknames, Southpaw, Portsider, Crooked Arm, Linkser. And I guess there have been a few hitters that have perhaps had other words. Now the two-strike pitch to Maris is fouled in the dirt behind the plate. It looked like Roger was trying to check the swing and couldn't quite get the bat out of the way. Two strikes to Roger Maris. One for two this afternoon, and in the opener, Roger had three hits and four trips. Now McDougal backing out to a lead at first base. Green, the left-hander, throws another foul ball. Is hit off the box seat railing on the third base side in the same manner. Maris turning away from an inside offering, and the ball hit the bat and caromed foul. Two strikes to Roger Maris. Yankees 3, Pirates 1. None out in the Yankee half of the fifth inning, top half of the fifth. McDougal, the runner at first base, and now the two-strike pitch coming down to left-hand batting Maris. It's low on a ball. A little outside. 1-2 now to Roger. Green working very carefully. Into the stretch, sets and throws. He pitches low again. Ball two. 2-2 to Maris. Yankees scored two of their three runs in the third inning. Kubek and McDougal providing the punch to drive in both two runs. And then pitcher Bob Turley singled to drive in the Yankee third run in the fourth. And the Pirates got their only run in that fourth inning. And now the 2-2 to Maris is too low for a ball three. Well, 3-2 to Maris. Green, normally an excellent control pitcher for a left-hander. In 70 innings this year with the Pirates, he walked but 33 batters, struck out 48. But of course, there's something a lot different about a World Series game. 3-2 to Maris, swinging a foul ball out of play behind the plate. And the count rides on 3-2 to Maris, who makes his home out in Raytown, Kansas, which is also the hometown of another pretty good hitter in the American League, Senator outfielder Bob Allison. Now the 3-2 to Maris. Here it is. Swinging a foul ball in the dirt behind the plate. So the count continues. Mickey Mantle in the on-deck ring, watching every move of the Pirate southpaw Green. Pirate infield up a couple of steps in double play depth. And Nelson tight to the bag at first. McDougal out to the lead. 3-2 to Maris. Ground ball. Sharp hit. Nelson has it. They go to second base. That's the fourth out. Now back to first. Not in time. Green couldn't find the bag ahead of the charging runner Maris. And it will be just a force at second base. From first baseman Nelson to the shortstop, Groat. Groat's return throw to the pitcher, Green, covering at first, was not in time, and Maris was able to beat it out, avoiding the double play. It looked like Green took a second look and reached again for that bag, and in that split second, Maris crossed the bag. So one out, and Maris holding first base, and now here's Mantle as a right-hander against the left-handed Fred Green. Yankees 3, Pirates 1. And the Yankees working in the top half of the fifth. Green throws, swing, and a foul ball is out of play. Strike one to Mantle. Whereas yesterday afternoon's ball game, the opener was an explosive game that just erupted in the very first inning. This afternoon, they've been kind of just grinding it out. Now, the Yankees lead 3-1. One out, Maris at first, pitch to Mantle, swing and a miss. And I mean, he almost swung himself off his feet. Mantle with a vicious cut. Two strikes. Green now, taking a long look out towards center field. And the Bucks, left-hander now, picking up the sign from Burgess. He's ready to go. There's Maris with his lead at first base. Set the pitch. Inside to Mantle and a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two Mickey Mantle. One away in the Yankee half of the fifth inning. And now Green. About all ready to go. Into the set, he throws a ball just off the corner, and Burgess is most unhappy about that call. He just rocked back and forth a little bit, now walks in front of the plate and lobs the ball to Green. Smokey's looking all over the ballpark for a little help on that call, but it'll stand naturally, 2-2. Yankees 3, Pirates 1. Yankees at bat here on the top of the fifth. And a count of two balls, two strikes now to the Yankees' celebrated center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Maris with a pretty good lead at first base, as good as you can get against the left-hander. The pitch is swung on, fly ball hit deep to right. Back goes Clemente, still going. And it is into the seats, a home run for Mickey Mantle. Mantle hit a line drive into right field. Clemente turned his back to the ball the moment it was hit and went straight to the warning track and then gave up as the ball went coursing in about three or four rows in. Mantle has gotten his first series hit of 1960, and it went all the way, scoring Roger Maris with a fourth run, and Mantle himself with run number five, and it's now the Yankees 5 and the Pirates 1. And the batter now will be Yogi Berra. That was Maris' 12th, or rather Mantle's 12th, World Series home run. Means Mantle now breaks the tie he had with Duke Snider for home runs in the World Series, and now is 3 behind the great Babe Ruth with his 15 World Series home runs. Here is Yogi Berra now. One out, none on. The pitch is a strike call to left-hand batting Berra. Mantle hit a line drive. Went into the right field lower deck about five or six rows in. Swinging a ground ball sharply hit towards second baseman Mazeroski. He digs it out, throws to first, and that's all for Berra. He is the second out of the inning. Two down, and the batter will be Bill Scourin. This afternoon has found Pirate pitching not to his liking. He spanned twice. Here's a swing and a miss, strike one. Scallon went down swinging in the second inning and was called out on strikes in the fourth. Two out, none on. Yankees 5, Pirates 1. And Fred Green now working to the Yankee first baseman, Bill Scallon. The pitch is swung on, and there's a real blast deep into right center. Back goes Clemente. He seems to have it in range. Out near the warning track, he makes the catch for the final out. And so the Yanks in the top of the fifth inning get two runs on one base hit. No Pirate errors, none left. And the score, at the end of 4.5 innings of play, Yankees 5, Pirates 1. Pirates come on in the last half of the fifth inning, trailing the ball game by a score of 5-1. And now it's our pleasure to swing this microphone over to that man from Chicago, Jack Quinlan. Jack?
Thank you very much, Chuck. Here's Grove leading off. He's 0-2 against Bob Turley.
The Yankees out in front, 5-1, as the Bucks bat in their half of the fifth inning. Turley, big right-hander winding, and the first pitch to the Pirates shortstop is in tight, ball one. Grote has grounded to second and been thrown out by the shortstop after getting 2-for-4 in the opening game yesterday. 1-0 the count on Grote. Here's the windup and the pitch by Turley. There's a strike right over the plate. One ball and one strike. Earlier today, back in the first inning, in the right field bullpen, the Pirates had a left-hander, Vinegar Ben Mizell, warming up. The reason for that, of course, he is slated to be the pitcher in the first game at Yankee Stadium Saturday. Sidearm pitch is hit foul down the left field line out toward the Yankee bullpen. 1-2 the count. Frank Osiak coaching the third, Mickey Vernon at first. Casey Stengel down here in the Yankee dugout, enjoying everything, of course. He's out in front 5-1. Casey, 70 years old or thereabouts, and his varied background includes 3 years at the Western Dental College out in Kansas City. Here's a high curve, a tap foul at the catcher's feet. Stengel says his decision to play baseball for a living is the greatest thing that ever happened to dentistry. A ball and two strikes on Grote. He'll be followed here in the bottom of the fifth by Clemente and then Rocky Nelson. Boy, how that mantle hit that ball in the top of this inning. A blast into the right field seats, hitting right-handed. Here's the windup. 1-2 pitch to Grote. Curve, pop foul. Back here it's going to be into the crowd, out of play. And a new baseball is fired out by John Stevens, the American League umpire who's working behind the plate. Five to one Yankees, bottom of the fifth. Grote trying to get something started here for the Pirates. They've racked up 6 hits, but only 1 run so far in 4 innings against Turley. Bob, a slow, methodical worker, now he's winding. Here's the pitch, sidearm delivery, line up the middle, a base hit to center field. Hit right past Turley's ears into center field. Here's the throw back to first by Mantle, trying to nail Grote as he rounded first base, but he got back in a hurry. So there's a leadoff single by Grote, his third hit in the series. Hit number 7 by the Pirates off Bob Turley, and it brings up the Pittsburgh right fielder, Bob Clemente. He's 2-for-2. A man on first with nobody out here in the last half of the fifth inning. The Yankees out in front, 5-1. Now some of those heavy dark clouds that have been hanging over Pittsburgh all day are starting to float away. And it's beginning to get blue up here to the left, over the left field wall. Pitch to Clemente. Swing and a miss. A throw to first base by Howard. Cowan drops it. Clemente went all the way around and with such force that he spun right out from underneath his batting helmet as he missed Turley's first pitch. What a cut he had. He's trying to plant one up through the light towers and put it out in Schenley Park. One strike on Clemente, the exciting Pirate right fielder. Grote on first, there is nobody out. Here's the stretch, and the pitch by Turley. Curveball is inside, it backs him away. 1-1 on Roberto. Rocky Nelson down here to the right, kneeling in the on-deck circle. Elston Howard doing the catching today, the first series game that he's ever caught. He's played other positions. Here's the pitch, a chopper to the shortstop, might be two. Kubek to Richardson, one. The flip back, not in time to Scarron. They force Grote, Kubek to Richardson, short to second. But the throw back to Scarron was not in time to double up Clemente, who was flying down that line. So he's on first with one gone, and here's Rocky Nelson. Rocky has grounded out and fly deep to Mantle so far. Mickey shading deep over in right center field. Maris is deep in front of the 375 sign. And Yogi Berra, the left fielder, is well off the line. And here is that bright sunshine now finally breaking through. Turley into the stretch, checking the runner over the left shoulder. Here's the pitch to Nelson. It's a curve outside. Ball one. Yankees 5, Pirates 1, bottom of the fifth inning. Game 2 of the 1960 World Series from Forbes Field, Pittsburgh. McDougal, Kubek, Richardson, and Scourin around the Yankee infield. Scourin playing behind the runner with a left-handed batter up. Now the pitch to Nelson. Rocky swings and fouls one on the screen up here in front of us. And the count is even, a ball and a strike. Tomorrow will be an open date for traveling as the team swing into New York to open up the Yankee Stadium phase of the World Series on Saturday. At the present time, the scheduled pitchers in Game 3 will be left-handers Mizell for Pittsburgh and Whitey Ford for the Yankees. 1-1 the count, Rocky Nelson up. Clemente on first, there's one gone. Groth started the inning with a solid line single to center field, but was forced by Clemente. Now the stretch by Turley. And the Yankee right-hander fires. A curve hit on the ground, a hit to left field between Kubek and McDougal in the hole at shortstop, and Clemente holds at second base. Rocky Nelson hit a shot to the right of Tony Kubek, the Yankee shortstop. And there's another base hit sending Clemente to second base. Runners at first and second with one out now. Hit number 8 by the Pirates off Bob Turley. It brings up the left fielder Gino Cimoli. A perfect day, a walk and a single. Yogi Berra has just been tossed a set of sunglasses by the left field umpire Stan Landis out there, and we're going to get some activity in the New York bullpen out here in left field. It's going to be Coates and Arroyo. Or Stafford. Phil Stafford, a right-hander, and Louis Arroyo, a southpaw. Throwing now in the Yankee bullpen. Pirate fans starting to talk it up now. They have runners at first and second with one gone in the bottom of the fifth, and they're trailing the Yankees 5-1. The stretch by Turley. And now Turley backs off the rubber. Cimoli is a hitter who has a habit of creeping in the batter's box as the pitch is being made. He walks up toward the plate. He's a very good right field hitter, and that's the way the Yankee defense is set, playing him to hit that ball to right. Clemente at second leads away. Rocky Nelson away from first with a good lead. Now Turley ready to throw. The first pitch to Cimoli is a strike right around the belt. 0-1. Gino was born and raised out in San Francisco. Still makes his home there. Broke in with the Dodgers. Played with the Cardinals and then came to the Pirates. This season, 1960, is the first time in 4 years that Cimoli has failed to hit at least one home run. He didn't hit any all year. He drove in 28 runs. Here's a swing and a foul ball back to the screen on a curveball. And it's 0-2. Merritt in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. The ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Pittsburgh trying to get something started. They have runners at first and second with one gone. And two strikes on the batter, Gino Cimoli. Burgess on deck. Turley has gone all the way against two Pirate pitchers, Bob Friend and Fred Green. Turley looking in. He's a slow worker, has his sign from Elston Howard. Now the 0-2 pitch to Cimoli on the way. Swinging a fly ball, pretty well tagged to right center. Here's Roger Maris going back. He makes the catch on the run. Clemente tags at second. He's heading for third, and he goes in standing up. That ball was well hit by Cimoli to the opposite field, and Roger Maris went back to deep right center and hauled it down with a second out of the inning. After the catch, Clemente tagged and went to third. So the Bucks have runners on first and third with two out, and here's Burgess. Smokey has popped up and singled to right field. The Yankees 5, the Pirates 1 here in the last of the fifth. Here's Smokey. Short, stockily built, but a dangerous man up there with that bat. A great pinch hitter. And always dangerous when he's in the starting lineup. Here's the pitch. Curveball, it's outside. 1-0. Elston Howard takes that baseball, steps out in front of home plate, throws it back to the New York pitcher. Well, the heavy clouds are leaving us finally after a morning that was threatening. It rained along about 12:30 for just a few minutes. 1-0 the count. Burgess waits. Here's the pitch from Turley. Curve, it's low and away. Ball two, no strikes. Yankees scored two runs in the third, one in the fourth, and two in the fifth. The Pirates got their lone run in the bottom of the fourth inning. They trail the Yankees 5-1. Runners on first and third, two gone in the last half of the fifth inning. Now Turley ready again. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Burgess swings and pops it up on the right side of the infield. Here's the catcher, Howard, down the line. Scourin's there, and Scourin grabs the ball in fair territory about halfway down the line from first base to the plate, and it retires the Pirates in the fifth. No runs, two hits, and $2 are left on. And at the end of five, it's the New York Yankees 5 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 1. The ground crew here at Forbes Field has just finished dragging the infield. We go to the top of the sixth inning with Elston Howard leading off with the New York Yankees. Howard has been up twice and struck out both times. That was against Bob Friend. He hasn't looked at Fred Green yet. Here we go, top of the sixth. Yankees out in front, 5-1. Pirates won yesterday's ball game, and the New Yorkers are trying to even the series with a victory today. Green delivers, and Howard swings and fouls one back here into the crowd behind the plate. Strike one. Somoli in left, Burden in center, Clemente in right. Around the infield, it's Hope, Grote, Mazeroski, and Nelson. Yankees have always had a habit of cashing in on the talents of ex-National Leaguers at series time, and of course, the key examples include fellas like Johnny Mize and Enos Slaughter. Here's a curve, well hit to center field. Bill Burden on the run. He's going back. He's near the wall at the light tower. He can't get it. It's off the wall. The right fielder, Clemente's up with the ball. Here's Howard around second on his way to third, and he goes in standing up. Bill Burden crashed into the wall at the 436 line right next to the big light standard in right center field. He failed to come up with that ball, and it was a long triple. Well hit by Howard, a tremendous drive by the New York Yankee catcher, Elston Howard. There's hit number two off Fred Green, and it brings up the Yankee second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Oh, that ball was hit. A long triple over the head of Burden. He leaped and went into the vines at the light standard, but the ball was up over his head for three bases by Elston Howard. Here's Bobby Richardson now. He has walked and singled and scored two runs. The Yankees lead 5-1. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The Pirate infield is going to play in tight, hoping for a play at the plate on the man at third base. The pitch to Richardson. Here's a hit, a solid shot to left field. It scores Howard. Up with the ball in front of the scoreboard of Somoli. Bobby Richardson digs for two. The throw, he's in standing up a double. It is 6-1 in favor of the Yankees as Bobby Richardson doubles down the left field line. Well, Levine is a fellow who started the season with the Los Angeles Dodgers, went to Detroit, was released by the Tigers in the American League, and then the Pirates signed him, and he did himself a very good job with the Pirates this year. Clem was in 15 ball games for Pittsburgh. 1-3, lost none, had an earned run average of 1.49. Levine has been in four World Series, in 1953 with Brooklyn, in 55 with Brooklyn, in 56 with Brooklyn, and last year with the Dodgers. He has been in a total of 10 ball games, winning two and losing two in those various World Series appearances. He's taking his warm-up tosses now. In a moment, Turley will come back here to the plate. As the pitching change was made, Turley went back into the Yankee dugout at third base. And Levine now is on the mound taking a few warm-up throws. While he was doing that, Turley had gone back and was parked on the Yankee bench here in the third base dugout at Forbes Field.
A triple by Elston Howard over the center fielder's head started off the Yankee sixth inning. Bobby Richardson then doubled him home, and the New Yorkers lead by a score of 6-1. Labine is all set. He has finished his allotted warm-up tosses, and stepping in is Bob Turley, the Yankee pitcher. Sacrificed in the third, singled and drilled home a run in the fourth inning for New York. Labine has the sign into the stretch. The glance back. Grote cuts in behind Richardson. The pitch is made, and Turley bunts foul off here to the right over to the first base box seat railing. Right in front of where the National League president Warren Giles is seated. One strike on Bob Turley. Man at second. There is nobody out. Labine again ready into the stretch. Here's Grote sneaking in behind the runner, then going back to his shortstop position. Here's a ball high, gets by Burgess. Here's the runner racing for third, and he goes in easily. Well, let's see what they call that. It's a pass ball. That is the second pass ball that's been charged to Smokey Burgess, the Pirate catcher today. A high inside pitch that Turley ducked away from. Burgess got his mitt on the ball, but he couldn't hang on. Cletus Boyer now has begun to loosen up out here in the Yankee bullpen down the left field line. 1-1 on Bob Turley. Now, again, the Pirate infield is going to come in and play shallow. Hoke is in at the bend of the grass at third. Grote will be just a few steps off the grass at short. Mazeroski very shallow at second, and Rocky Nelson in tight at first. A ball and a strike on Turley. The windup, and here's the pitch. He's going to try to bunt, and he does foul off to the right. Ball one and strike two. Hoke was really charging that time. He was right on top of the plate when the pitch was made. Yankees leading 6-1 here over the Pirates in the top half of the sixth inning. Turley, not a great hitter during the year, batted .073, but he had a big hit and an RBI in the fourth inning. Here's a swing and a chopper to the mound. Labine leaps and spears it, holds the runner at third, and pegs to first. He's out. Nice play by Labine. He leaped off the mound, speared that chopper in the webbing of his glove, took a look at the runner on third, Richardson, and Bobby was staying right where he was in a safe place at third. And then Labine fired the ball to Rocky Nelson in time to get Turley. So there's one out. Man on third, and here's Kubek, who's gone 2-for-3. Singled in the first, singled in the third, and scored a run, and drove one in. And he flied out to left field his last time up. The infield still in with one out. Pitches outside to Kubek, ball one. Tony, a big fella, he's a native of Milwaukee, stands 6'3", left-handed batter. Richardson is on a third, there's one out. The ball game in the sixth, the Yankees lead 6-1. Labine winding, he fires, they swing in a ground ball to short, the runner's going to have to hold up again, Grote boots it, then he can't make a play anywhere. Grote took his eye off the ball, looked at the runner at third, and it's an error on Dick Grote, and Kubek is on first base. Richardson remained at third. What happened that time, a little slow roller was hit to Grote, who was playing shallow at short. And as Dick took his eye off the ball and sneaked a peek at the runner on third, thinking that Richardson might have ideas of coming in, he lost possession of the ball. He picked it up, but he dropped it again. And everybody was safe. Richardson remained on third. Kubek is on first base. There's still only one out, and here's McDougal. Gill has struck out, doubled, and walked. Labine fires a ball that's low and outside. 1-0. A run is in for the Yankees in the sixth. They have runners on first and third. One out. Somoli in left, Burden in center, Clemente in right. The stretch by Clem Labine. The pitch to McDougal. The swing and a line drive to left field. Somoli coming on. He's not going to be able to get the ball. It's a hit. It drops in front of him. Richardson scores, and Kubek goes to second and stops there. Another hit by Gil McDougal to single into left field. That run is charged to Fred Green. It's a 7-1 ball game now in favor of the Yankees.
Batter is the right fielder.
Hit number one off Labine. And the 10th Yankee hit of the ball game. They are now out in front by a score of 7-1. Here's Roger Maris. one for three with a run scored. Left-handed batter waits. Here's the pitch. A ball is low. More action down here in the Pirate bullpen. Tom Chaney, a right-hander, warming up. And George Witt is going to join him. Here's the stretch, the pitch to Maris. A ball that's outside. It's 2-0. While Chaney sits down, and Witt is joined by a left-hander, Joe Gibbon. Roger Maris, the batter. Yankee runners on first and second, one out. They've scored two runs here in the sixth inning to lead the Pirates 7-1. Pitch, a swing and a miss. He went all the way around. 2-1. Mantle on deck. Game two. The fans here at Forbes Field, for the most part, except for back in the fourth inning, have been comparatively quiet, because it's been mostly the Yankees putting on the show today. Here's a ball that's outside. 3-1 on Roger. Ball three, strike one on Maris. Kubek at second, McDougald on first, and one away. Levine ready. Pirate veteran right-hander is set, the hands to the waist, and the 3-1 pitch. Maris takes ball four. The bases are loaded. He walked him. That is the fourth walk issued to the Yankees, number one given up by Levine. It moves Kubek to third. McDougal goes to second. Roger Maris is on first base, and here is Mickey Mantle, who hit a tremendous home run batting right-handed back in the fifth inning. A two-run homer into the right field lower deck. Mantle also has walked and struck out today. He'll bat left-handed against Clem Levine. Bases full and one gone in the top of the sixth. The Pirates trailing here by a score of 7-1, and the Yankees are threatening to get more. Levine looks in to get the sign from Smokey Burgess. The windup by Clem. Here's the pitch to Mantle on the way. It's a strike hit the outside corner at the knees. 0-1. Frank Crisetti, down here coaching a third, talking it up, clapping his hands. He's had a merry old time this afternoon, waving those Yankee runners around. Here's the pitch to Mantle. He takes a ball outside. First two pitches by Levine have been away from Mickey, but the first pitch got the outside corner. Mantle, the blockbuster from Oklahoma. A ball and a strike on him. Levine, the second pitcher used in the inning, Green started, got into trouble. And he was taken out, and Clem came on. 1-1 to Mantle. Swing and a curveball. He missed it. Strike two. 1-2 on Mickey. Bases full, one out. Top of the sixth, and the Yankees out in front, 7-1. Clay Mantle pinched in toward center field. Here's a ball that's outside. Two balls and two strikes. They're giving Mickey both foul lines. Left fielder Cimoli shaded over toward left center. And Clemente is well off that right field line, some, oh, probably 90 feet or so. 2-2 on Mickey. Yankee runners lead away at first, second, and third. The pitch. A strike three call. He looked at it, and now he's barking at the plate umpire, Stevens. Mantle is called out on strikes, and he has a few words to say to the plate umpire, John Stevens of the American League, as he walks slowly and very dejectedly back toward the Yankee dugout. So Mickey has struck out for the second time in the ballgame and for the fourth time in the series. Strikeout number one by Clem Levine, and the seventh strikeout against the Yankees. Now the bases are loaded with two gone, and here's Yogi Berra. He's grounded out twice and hit a short fly ball to center field the other time. Here's the pitch. It's a ball high and away. Ball one. Two runs in the top of the sixth. The Yankees out in front, 7-1. The bases loaded, two gone. Yogi gave the Pirate fans a scare earlier today when he put one on the roof in right field. Foul. Here's a line drive. Base hit to center field. One run scores. Here's the other man coming on. He's going to score. Here's Maris racing for third. He's in safely. A two-run single by Yogi Berra, and it's 9-1 in favor of the New York Yankees. Maris singled a line drive just out of the reach of Dick Groth, the diving pirate shortstop. He flew to his left and tried to head that ball off, but he couldn't get to it. And it drives in Kubek from third and McDougal from second base. And the Yankees are now out in front by a score of 9-1. Runs number one and two off Levine. Hit number two off Clem. Here's Scourer now. They bat it around. Moose is the ninth Yankee to hit in the inning. Runners at first and third. He swings and misses. A breaking ball, 0-1. Scourin has struck out twice and fly deep to Clemente in right field. Four runs in. New York leads 9-1. We're in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Scourin checks his swing, and a breaking ball hits the outside corner at the knees. 0-2. Two strikes on Bill Scourin. Former Purdue football player. Roger Maris is on third. Berra on first and two out. Here's the pitch. A curve. It's low and outside. A ball. 1-2. 11 base hits and 9 runs for the Yankees in the ballgame, and it's only in the sixth. Here's the stretch. The pitch by Clem Levine. A ball. A slider outside. So the Yankee hitting in both games has been tremendous. 13 hits yesterday. 11 so far today. They're leading by a 9-1 score in the sixth inning. This inning started with a tremendous triple by Elston Howard. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Scourin swings and hammers one deep to left, but it's curving foul. It's going to be out of play up into the bleachers way out in left field. Two balls and two strikes. Long time since these Pirates played in the series. Of course, it's old hat to fellas like Scourin and most of the Yankees who've been with this club for a number of years. 2-2 to Moose on the way. Curveball line, left center field, a base hit. Maris scores. Here's Berra rounding second. Yogi's going to try for third, and he's going to make it. Clemente fires the ball into second base. It's another run, and it's now 10-1 in favor of the Yankees. Well, Scourin singles into left center field. And that brings Danny Murtaugh to the mound. It looks like he may make another pitching change, so we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
TGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Change. Right-hander George Witt is being called in by Pirate manager Danny Murtaugh. Clem Levine worked two-thirds of an inning. He allowed three runs, three hits. He struck out one and he walked one. And George Witt, a tall right-hander, is being called in to replace Clem Levine. Well, Witt is the third Pirate pitcher of this inning and the fourth of the ballgame. Levine couldn't get him out. Chuck, the Yankees are making up in runs today what they couldn't get yesterday. They've really been whacking that ball around, especially here in the top of the sixth.
The Yankees this afternoon, though, Jack, looked like the Yankees at the start of the year. They were scoring many runs.
And yesterday afternoon, hit the ball very well. And this is the way they finished this year with 15 straight. And, of course, the Pirates stopped that yesterday with their opening game 6-4 win. Speaking of strong finishes at the end of the year, pertaining to World Series, I guess one of the strongest finishes would be the St. Louis Cardinals back in 1942, who really came on, as the expression goes, like gangbusters, and won 41 of their last 48 ball games to nip the Dodgers right at the wire. Well, the Yankees finished with 15 straight victories, and though they were held up yesterday by the battling Pittsburgh Pirates, this afternoon they appear to be the Yankees of old, with many base hits and many runs. Here in the sixth inning, they've scored five times on five hits. They've had an error thrown in and also a passed ball earlier. And here's Elston Howard, the Yankee catcher who started the whole thing with a triple over the head of Bill Burton. So he's up for the second time in the inning. The 10th man to bat for the Yankees here in the top of the sixth. Howard takes a ball from Whitlow and outside. Ball one. Yogi Berra is parked over here on third. Bill Scourin is on first base. It was Scourin's first hit of the ball game. A line shot into left center field that drove in Roger Maris. George Witt, tall, slim right-hander stretching. And the pitch to Howard. Swing and a miss. A high curveball. He went all the way around. Shakes his head after going around and missing. Slams the bat down on the ground and he just broke it. He checked the handle to see if it had, if anything had happened to it. And for sure, when he slammed the bat handle on the ground, then he had to get a new weapon. He broke it. Gets a new one from the bat boy. 1-1 on Elston Howard. He has tripled and struck out twice. Here's a line drive, another hit to left field. Yogi Berra scores. Scourin goes into second base and holds up. Another run is in, and it's now 11-1 in favor of the Yankees. The second hit in the inning by Elston Howard. Driving in, Yogi Berra from third. The run is charged to Clem Levine. Not that it matters much. The Yankees just want to get the runs. They don't care who they're charged to. It's 11-1 New York in the top of the sixth. Here's Bobby Richardson. He doubled into left field the first time up in this inning. Runners at first and second. Here's a line drive. A hit to center field right past Witt's ear. Here's Scourin rounding third. He's going to score. Burton fires the ball into Groth to shortstop. Another run is in. 12-1 in favor of New York. That's the third straight hit for Bobby Richardson and the second one in this inning. A line drive right past the pitcher's head. Scourin scores, and that run is also charged to Clem Levine. 12-1 Yankees. They've scored seven times in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Bob Turley up for the second time in the inning. He's the 12th Yankee to bat here in the top of the sixth. As the Pirate pitchers just can't get the New York Yankees out here in the sixth inning. First time up in the inning, Turley was thrown out by the pitcher. Here's a curve, a swing, and a high fly ball into left center field. Bill Burton cruising over, getting under the ball. He makes the catch to retire the side. In the inning, there were seven runs. There were seven hits. And there were two men left on base. There was one error. And at the end of 5.5 innings of play, it is now the New York Yankees 12 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 1.
An oculist. The proceeding was a text of the telegram sent by Jandro of the IUE to Buckley of General Electric.
Right field wall in the fourth, driving in Somoli, who had singled in front of it. A ball and a strike. Here's the pitch by Turley. Swinging a line drive left field. It's curving. Here is Kubek racing over. It's a fair ball down the line. Hope rounding first. The Tiger pounds into second base standing with a double. That is his second double. And it leads off the bottom of the sixth inning and brings back to life the Pirate fans, even though the Bucks are still trailing by 11 runs. That's hit number 9 off Turley. Here's Mazeroski, the Pirate second baseman. He has doubled and lined to third. Hoke at second base, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch from Turley. It's a ball down low, 1-0. This old historic ballpark, Forbes Field, was the scene of Babe Ruth's last three home runs here at Forbes Field on May the 25th, 1934, when the Bambino was a member of the old Boston Braves. Now the pitch to Mazeroski. He takes a strike called, 1-1. Strike. Maz waits. Hoke at second. There's nobody out. And here's the pitch. Sidearm delivery. Strike. Hit the outside corner. Ball one and strike two. Those last last three home runs of Ruth's, incidentally, came in successive times at bat. And the last one cleared the right field roof. He was the first man ever to put one over the roof in the right field here. Since that time, Mantle has done it in an exhibition game. Bob Skinner of the Pirates and Wally Moon did it twice, and so did Ted Beard. Here's the pitch. Curve hit past the pitcher. It's off his glove. Turns around, picks it up, and throws to Scourin in time. Mazeroski's out. He hit a curveball that rolled up the arm of Turley. He recovered in time. Hoke had to stay at second base. Here's Ducky Schofield now, utility infielder, coming out to pinch hit for the pitcher, George Witt. Schofield is the fellow who did such a capable job of filling in for several weeks in September while Dick Groat was out of action with a broken left wrist. Schofield did a great job not only with the bat, he's a switch hitter, batting left-handed here against Turley. But he covered that shortstop area like a blanket. A man at second, one out. Schofield takes a ball inside. 1-0. The Pirates went on top in the National League on June the 2nd, and except for a one-day interval in late July when they dropped back just by percentage points, they were on top of the National League the rest of the way. 1-0 on Schofield. The pitch by Bob Turley. High and outside. Ball two. Hoke at second, one out. The bottom half of the sixth inning. The Yankees lead 12-1. They've out-hit the Pirates 14-9 so far. Turley looks back. See how his defense is set up. Kubek is in left. Mantle in center and Maris in right. Now the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch. Schofield takes strike call, letter high on the inside corner. Two balls and one strike. The most runs in any one inning in a World Series game came by the Philadelphia A's in the seventh inning in October of 1929 against the Cubs when they scored 10 runs. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a little short fly ball right field. Maris comes on. The ball drops in front of him for a base hit. Roger Maris came on and then held up as the ball dropped in front of him. And it's a pinch single by Dick Schofield, sending Don Hoke to third. There's hit number 10 by the Pirates off Bob Turley. Runners on first and third with one out. And here's the top of the batting order, center fielder Bill Burden. He's 0 for 3. With a fat lead here, 12-1, but nevertheless, when Schofield dropped that fly ball single into short right field, a couple of members of the Yankee bullpen got up and started to stir around. Burden has flied out and grounded out twice. Left-handed batter from Missouri. The pitch by Turley, curveball hangs outside, 1-0. Don Hoke, who doubled to start it off, is on third. Schofield is at first with one gone. The ball game in the bottom of the sixth, the Pirates trying to battle back. They have a long way to go. They're behind 12-1. Here's the pitch. Burden swings and pops it foul off to the right. Elston Howard discards the mask. He's under the ball. In front of the screen, he makes the catch, and they're two gone. Elston Howard grabbing the foul ball off the bat of Bill Burden. And it brings up the shortstop and captain of the Pirates, Dick Groat. He's had 1 for 3 today. Only four members of the Pirates had ever seen World Series competition up until yesterday. Those four are all ex-Dodgers, Clem Levine, Rocky Nelson, Don Hoke, and Gino Cimoli. Now, Groat, and it's up to Dick to get the run in from third. That's Hoke at third, and Schofield at first. Two gone now. Bob Turley working slowly, cautiously, trying to get out of it without giving up a run. Here's the pitch. It's a curve, a strike, letter high. Rumors about Casey Stengel's future continue to circulate around Pittsburgh. Some folks say that he definitely will retire at the end of the series and announce it later on. Others say that he definitely will come back and manage at least one more year with New York. Here's the pitch on the way. Curve low and outside. Stengel is the only one who knows, and possibly at this late date, Casey hasn't even made up his own mind. If he does decide to quit, he can go back to Glendale, California, and count the money. He's the director of a bank out there. He owns a theater and an office building. and he has some oil wells, so he's not in bad shape. 1-1 pitch. Curveball almost hit him. Inside, 2-1. Or, of course, the Stengels could go on that world tour that his wife Edna would like to see happen. 2-1 the count on Dick Grote. Pirate runners on first and third, two gone. In a ballpark that right now is very, very quiet. Here's the stretch. And Turley's 2-1 pitch. Fastball popped up, short right. Here's Roger Maris coming in, cruising in under the ball, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So, in the bottom of the sixth inning for Pittsburgh, it's no runs, two hits, and two men left on base. And at the end of six full innings of play, the score is the New York Yankees 12 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 1. The paid attendance today is 37,308, which is 632 more than were out here for the opening ball game yesterday. Well, we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Pirates, a left-hander, Joe Gibbon. He's the fifth used by Danny Murtaugh. Joe Gibbon was in 27 ball games for the Pirates this year. He won four and he lost two, with an earned run average of 4.04. Dick Schofield is now playing shortstop, and here's Kubek leading off the top half of the seventh inning. There's the first pitch by Gibbon, and it sails all the way to the screen. Ball one.
Here is a correction. The batter is the left fielder, Tony Kubek.
Kubek has had 2-for-4. Last time at bat, he was safe on an error. Here's a swing, and he missed the pitch. It's even up. Ball one and strike one. Joe Gibbon, lanky left-hander. He follows Friend, Green, Levine, and Witt to the mound. The windup by Gibbon. 1-1 pitch to Kubek. Sidearm fastball outside. Down around the knees and wide, 2-1. It's a 12-1 ball game in favor of the Yankees. They're at bat in the seventh. Gibbon winding. The 2-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a chopper over the mound. Here's Schofield racing to his left. He can't get the ball. It's up out over second base for another hit for Kubek. His third hit of this ball game and his sixth in the two games here at Forbes Field. It's going to bring up the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri, a right-handed batter.
The batter is the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri.
Hit number one off Gibbon. And the 15th Yankee hit of the ball game. DeMaestri, right-handed batter, here's the pitch. A strike fastball right over the plate, belt high, 0-1. Joe was with Kansas City a year ago. 6-footer, 170. Swing and a miss, trying to go to right field. Strike two. Kubek on first. There's nobody out. We're in the seventh inning of game two, and the Yankees lead the Pirates 12-1. Polk at third, Schofield at short, Mazeroski at second, Nelson at first. Big Gibbon into the stretch now, and the 0-2 pitch. Swinging a foul ball up against the front of the upper deck, and it drops down into the crowd behind the plate. So it's still two strikes on DeMaestri. George Witt was taken out for a pinch batter, and Gibbon is the fifth Pirate pitcher of this ballgame. The 0-2 pitch. A swing and a line drive. A base hit to right field by DeMaestri. Kubek goes into second base and holds up, and Clemente fires that ball to Mazeroski on the base. Two straight hits here by Kubek and DeMaestri have put Yankee runners on first and second with nobody out, and it brings up the right fielder, Roger Maris. Maris has had 1 for 3, a single back in the first. In the sixth inning, he walked and scored a run, was driven in by Scourin. So the Yankees are back at it. They're pecking away again. They have men at first and second, nobody out. In the top half of the seventh, they lead 12-1. Maris swings on an inside curveball, strike one. 16 hits by New York against 10 by the Bucks. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high foul ball back into the upper deck behind the plate. Two strikes on Roger Maris. The record for the most hits in any World Series game by the two clubs is 29. That was back in 1946, the Red Sox and the Cardinals, October the 10th. 29 hits, combined total, both clubs in one World Series game. So far today, there have been 26. Pitch to Maris. Curve up under his chin, a ball. 1-2 on Roger. Kubek at second, DeMaestri on first. There is nobody out. Here's the stretch by Joe Gibbon. And the 1-2 delivery. Curveball, pop foul back here. It's going to go into the crowd behind the plate downstairs. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. The Yankees have been playing long ball here today. They also have some line drive singles, but they've really been tagging that baseball. Here's the pitch. Swinging a pop foul off to the left. It's curving back toward the upper deck. And it's still 1-2. New baseball thrown out to the Pirate left-handers. A ball, two strikes. Now the stretch. The runners lead. Here's the pitch to Maris. Strike three called. He looked at it on the outside corner, a curveball, and he's called out on strikes. That's the eighth strikeout against the Yankees, number one by Gibbon. And with runners on first and second and one gone, here's the center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Mantle has batted right-handed only once in this series, and that was in the fifth inning of this ball game, and he hammered a pitcher into the right field lower deck with a man on base, a tremendous blow. He's batting right-handed again against left-hander Joe Gibbon. Besides the home run, Mantle has walked once and struck out twice. Kubek at second, DeMaestri at first, one away. Mickey waits. Here's the pitch to it. Swinging a long smash to center. Here's another wallop. Way back. Burton back. It is over the center field wall. A ball that cleared the wall at the 436 side. There's a home run that traveled easily 450 feet. And Mantle has just hit his second home run of the ball game. A tremendous drive over the center field wall, and three more runs are in. The Yankees now lead 15-1. Well, Chuck, being an announcer in the National League, I don't have too much opportunity to see Mantle. I've heard about his tremendous tape measure shot, but there's one that's got to go down. They must drive a golden spike into Shenley Park out there. That one won't be forgotten for a long time. Well, Jack, Mantle in the American League, and then I've been associated with the Senators, has offered a few clouds in Griffith Stadium in Washington that they're still talking about. He hit one over the left field bleacher sections, clean on out of Griffith Stadium. And that's certainly a hit that no one will ever forget. Well, that's hit number three and runs number 1, 2, and 3 off the pitching of Joe Gibbon. That's the 14th home run. Here's a swing and a pop-up out behind the mound. The shortstop is in. Schofield waiting. He makes the catch. And the batter, Cletus Boyer, is out. The 13th home run for Mickey Mantle in World Series play. Second one today. Cletus Boyer has just popped up to the shortstop Schofield, and there are two men gone now. Here's Scourin. Moose has one hit. He's been up four times. The pitch by Joe Gibbon. A swing and a foul ball lifted up onto the upper deck, and it drops into the third deck on the first base side, one strike. Well, the fans here at Forbes Field are still buzzing about the tremendous blast off the bat of Mickey Mantle. Here's the pitch on the way. Scourin takes a strike, 0-2. Two singles and a home run in this inning off Joe Gibbon. The Yankees lead 15-1 over the Pirates. Mantle has driven in 5 runs with 2 homers today. Ground ball past the pitcher, a hit to center field. Scourin, second straight hit. That's hit number 4 off Gibbon. And the Moose is on first base, 2 out. Tied the record of most runs batted in a game of 5, held by Tony Lazzari of the Yankees in 1936, Bill Dickey of the Yankees in 1936, and Ted Kluszewski of the White Sox in 1959 against the Dodgers. Elston Howard, though, he's had a single and a triple and struck out twice. Scourin on first base, 2 gone, 3 runs are in the Yankees 7. There's a check swing and a ball that's high. Started to go, but he held up. 2-0 on Elston Howard, the Yankee catcher. Here's the stretch. 2-0 pitch. There is a ball that's outside. 3-0. Three and nothing on Elston Howard. Here's the stretch. And Joe Gibbons, 3-0 pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. The report from the press box is that Mantle is the first right-handed batter ever to drive a shot over that 436 sign in right center field. It has been done several times by left-handed batters, but Mantle is the first fella to do it batting right-handed. Here's a chopper right back over the mound. Mazeroski has it. Tosses to Schofield for a forced play on Scourin at second base, and it retires the Yankees in the top half of the seventh inning. They scored 3 runs. There were 4 hits, and one man was left on base. And at the end of 6.5 innings of play at Forbes Field, it's the New York Yankees 15 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 1.
Which is a World Series record for a cycle.
We're going into the last half of the seventh inning, and Roberto Clemente will lead off against Yankee right-hander Bob Turley. He swings and misses the first pitch, and it's strike one. 15-1, Yankees. The New Yorkers come roaring back here in Game 2 and display the power that led them to the American League pennant. Here's the pitch. Oh, over his head, and he took a whack at it and fouled it back to the screen. Clemente just took a swat at a pitch that was over his head. 0-2. Clemente anxious to get a hold of one. He's had 2 for 3 so far in this ballgame. The Pirates with a long way to go. They're trailing 15-1. Here's the pitch. It's a ball outside. 1-2. Clemente will be followed by Rocky Nelson and then Gino Cimoli. The ball game in the bottom of the seventh at Forbes Field. The windup by Bullet Bob. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball to center. Here's Mantle racing to his left, getting under the ball. He makes the catch on the run. Mickey Mantle going in toward right center field to grab that blast off the bat of Clemente. And there's one away in the bottom of the seventh. It'll bring up the Pirate first baseman, Rocky Nelson, who's had 1 for 3, a fifth inning single. Talking about those 5 RBIs that Mickey Mantle has today, which is good enough to tie World Series record. Yogi Berra of the Yankees has driven in 10 runs in one series. That was 7 games. Ted Kluszewski set a six-game World Series record last year with 10 RBIs in six games against the Dodgers, 1959. 1-0 on Rocky Nelson with one out. Turley Whitey pitch to the Pirate first baseman. Nelson takes a ball. It's outside, 2-0. In Game 3 on Saturday, the scene will be Yankee Stadium in New York. Games 3 and 4, and 5 if necessary. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swinging a hot shot on the ground. The second baseman, Richardson, up with it. He's going to run, underhands the ball to Scourin, and he makes the play. Richardson started a run toward first base, and he flipped that ball, an underhand toss to Scourin, and there's two outs. It brings up the Pirate left fielder, Gino Cimoli. He has walked, singled, and fly deep to right field.
Left fielder, Gino Cimoli.
Last half of the seventh inning, the Pirates at bat. Jack Quinlan and Chuck Thompson reporting from Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, the home of the Bucks. Not a very happy home right now as far as these Pirate fans are concerned, and you can understand why. Here's a fly ball into right field. Roger Maris moving over and under, and he makes the play. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits in the bottom of the seventh inning for Pittsburgh. And the score at the end of seven is the Yankees 15 and the Pirates 1. Bobby Richardson leads off the eighth inning for the Yankees. He's had a perfect day, a walk, a single, a double, and another single. On the mound is Gibbon, tall left-hander, a ball and a strike to count. 1-1 on Richardson, fine Yankee second baseman. Here's the pitch by Joe, swinging a tap to the first baseman Nelson on two hops. Flips the ball to the pitcher covering the bag, and he is out at first. Nelson to Gibbon, and there's one gone in the eighth inning for New York. It'll bring up the pitcher, Bob Turley, whose teammates have made it easy for him today with an 18-hit attack. Turley gets a hand, though, because the fans here at Pittsburgh realize that he has done a tremendous job on the hill. Whitey Ford and Ralph Terry doing a little throwing out here in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the pitch by Gibbon. Turley swings and he misses. Strike one. He went all the way around. One out and nobody on. We're in the eighth. The Yankees lead the Pirates 15-1. Wind up by Gibbon. And the pitch on the way. A swing and a line foul down the right field line and into the seats in right field out beyond the Pittsburgh bullpen. Two strikes. 0-2. Well, one name usually leaps out to wear the Heroes label in each World Series. Who's it going to be this time? Here's the 0-2 pitch. A ball is wide. Last year, of course, you recall it was Larry Sherry of the Dodgers. Back in 1956, Don Larson of the Yankees pitched his perfect game. Afterwards, as a matter of fact, a reporter asked Larson, "Have you ever pitched a better game?" Here's the 1-2 pitch. A ball is wide. 2-2 on Turley with one out. Bob Turley, right-handed batter. Just like any pitcher, he loves to get those base hits. He's up there swinging away, trying to knock one out here. 2-2 pitch to Turley. He swings and misses, and a pitch outside. He struck him out.
We interrupt the ball game for this late word on Schenectady General Electric strike situation. A previous report that General Electric officials would try to break into the picket line at the main gate of General Electric in Schenectady has been described by officials as in error and based on what officials call picket gossip and not fact. The company said the report apparently was a misinterpretation of a request by news media for an interview with GE officials at the plant gate.
Chops one foul off to the right over against the box seat railing at first base. Eli Gerba is now loosening up along with Ralph Terry in the Yankee bullpen. Here's a swing and a miss by Kubek. He tried to hold up, but his motion carried him more than halfway. On two.
The Yankees also scored seven runs.
Bob Friend started this ball game.
Third time they scored seven runs.
About two 2 hours and 45 minutes ago, something like that.
All two against it.
Here's a swing and a fly ball into left field. Cimoli comes on and makes the catch to retire the side. Three up and three down for the New York Yankees in the eighth. And that is the first time since the second inning that they've been retired 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on. And the score at the end of 7.5 innings of play is the Yankees 15 and the Pirates 1. We go to the last half of the eighth inning, and Smokey Burgess will lead off for Pittsburgh. Smokey has had 1-for-3 so far. Bob Turley just cruising along here, although he's been tagged for 10 hits. He has scattered them effectively, and he has allowed only one run, and that was back in the fourth inning on two singles and a double. Burgess has popped up twice in singles. Left-handed batter. Here's Bob Turley ready to work on Smokey in the bottom half of the eighth. The pitch on the way. Burgess takes a ball outside. 1-0. Here's the pitch. Curves outside. 2-0. Bob Turley has gone all the way against Friend, Green, Levine, Witt, and Gibbons. 2-0 the count. Poke in the on-deck circle. A wind-up, the pitch by Turley. A ball three, it's inside. 15-1, the Yankees lead. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Game two of the 1960 World Series at Forbes Field. Off day tomorrow for traveling. And back to the wars on Saturday at Yankee Stadium. The 3-0 pitch, a strike right over the plate. Turley has walked only one batter. And he hasn't recorded a strikeout yet. 3-1 the count on Smokey Burgess. Here's the windup and the pitch from Turley. There's a ball into the dirt. He walked him to open up the Pirate eighth inning. That's the second walk Turley's allowed. And it brings up the third baseman, Don Hope, who's had two doubles in three at-bats and the only RBI for the Pirates all afternoon. A right-handed batter with teammate Burgess on first. Nobody out. The pitch is swung on. A well-hit ball to left center. Mickey Mantle racing back. A one-handed catch. Nice play by Mantle going deep into left center field. Reached up and backhanded that shot off the bat of Don Hoke, and there's one out. Mantle has really been covering center field all afternoon in good shape.
Batter is the second baseman.
Here's Mazeroski now. He has doubled, lined out to third, and been thrown out by the pitcher. Smokey Burgess on first and one away. Bottom of the eighth. Yankees 15, Pirates 1. The pitch to Maz. A swing and a very high fly ball to medium left field. Tony Kubek under the ball waiting. And he's there to make the catch, two gone. Very high fly as Mazeroski got underneath that pitch and hit it straight up into the air in the medium left field. Two gone, and now here is Ducky Schofield, the shortstop.
Dick Schofield.
He pinch hit in the sixth inning and singled to right field. Remained in the ballgame, batting in the pitcher's spot, the number nine position. Switch hitter batting left-handed against Bob Turley. Burgess on first. He opened the inning with a walk. And still over there with two gone. Turley fires the ball outside. 1-0. Tom Chaney, right-hander again, has begun throwing in the Pirate bullpen in right field. The Bucks trailing 15-1 to the New York Yankees in the last of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Schofield takes a pitch over the plate, but low. Ball two. Yankee power exploding here today, all afternoon. 15 runs and 18 hits. Here's the stretch by Bob Turley. Checking the runner at first, here's the pitch. A ball. Smokey Burgess is hopping up and down over there at first base. He very seldom is sent. He's trying to upset Turley, but I don't think Bob is too worried about him with a 14-run lead here in the eighth. Brubeck, Mantle, and Maris in left center and right. Mickey standing out there with his arms folded in front of his chest. Here's a strike. 3-1 on Schofield. This fellow was a high-priced bonus baby with the St. Louis Cardinals for a number of years. Good utility man. He can play second or short, third. 3-1 pitch to Dick. Low, ball four, second walk of the inning, and the third walk of the ball game issued by Bob Turley. So it pushes Burgess over to second base. Schofield is on first with two gone, and here is Burgess. And this fella is looking for his first hit of the ball game. He's 0 for 4. And for the two games, he's gone 1 for 8 so far. He is an ex-Yankee farmhand. Bill Burden, one of the outstanding defensive center fielders in all of baseball. Left-handed batter waiting. Here's the pitch by Turley. High curveball, 1-0. Burden, one of quite a few ball players in the major leagues these days who wear glasses on and off the field. The result of measles when he was a boy. 1-0. The runner's lead. Here's Turley firing. Burden takes a fastball outside. 2-0. Cleet Boyer at third. His brother Kenny, the great third baseman of the St. Louis Cardinals, is down here just below our broadcasting booth. Bobby Shantz and Ralph Terry warming up in the Yankee bullpen in left field. Two balls and no strikes. Runners on first and second with two gone here in the bottom of the eighth. The Pirates trying to battle from behind. They trail 15-1. Here's the pitch. Ball three. Turley has lost his radar here in the bottom of the eighth. He can't find the corners. Elston Howard, his catcher, walks out in front of the plate. Says, come on, Bob. Pitch to me, boy. I'm your target. Put it in there. Throws him the baseball. 3-0 on Burden. And another bad one would load him up. The pitcher is scheduled to bat next. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Burden. There's a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Yes, sir, for a long, long time now, they'll be talking about the batting of Mickey Mantle in this ballgame today. Hitting right-handed twice, he hit a home run into the lower deck in right field with a man on, and a three-run homer over the 436-foot sign in center field. Here's a tap to the second baseman, Richardson, on the ground. He's up with it. The toss to Scourin, and Burden is retired, and so are the Pirates in the bottom of the eighth. No runs, no hits, two walks, and two men left on. And after eight full innings of play, it's the New York Yankees 15 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 1. The new pitcher for the Pirates, as we go to the ninth inning, is right-hander Tom Chaney, who was in 11 ball games this year. He won two and he lost two for Pittsburgh, and he had an earned run average of 3.98. Joe Gibbon worked two innings. He gave up three runs and four hits. He struck out one, and he didn't walk anybody. So we go to the top of the ninth, and leading off is Joe DeMaestri. DeMaestri, right-handed batter, steps in.
Joe DeMaestri.
Tom Chaney. Pitcher number 6 on the Yankee hit parade today. It pounded out 18 of them with 15 runs. Here's a ball up around his chin. He leans away from it. Ball one. The Pirates have one more shot at Mr. Turley. In the bottom of the ninth, they'll send up a pinch hitter for the pitcher, then Clemente, and then Rocky Nelson. Here's a strike, 1-1. Swing and a miss that time. Roger Maris on deck. Here's the windup and the 1-1 delivery. A strike right around the belt on the inside corner. Ball one and strike two. Samoli, Verdon, Clemente making up the Pirate outfield. DeMaestri trying to get on base to start something else. The Yankees lead 15-1.
From NBC,
Here's the pitch. A strike call, a curveball on the outside corner of the knees, and DeMaestri is called out on strikes. Strikeout number one by Cheney, and the 10th strikeout against the Yankees in the ballgame. Here's Roger Maris now. He's had one hit in four times up. He has scored two of the 15 Yankee runs today. Friend, Green, LeBlanc, Witt, Gibbon, and Cheney. Murtaugh has gone pretty well through his Pirate staff. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a ball that's down low, 1-0. One away in the top of the ninth. Yankees out in front by 14 big runs. They have led since the third inning. Here's the pitch. Maris takes a ball that's wide. It's 2-0 on Roger. The RBI champion of the American League this season with 112 runs driven in. He finished second to Mantle in home runs. Roger hit 39 after leading most of the way. Here's a swing and a foul up on the net. Two balls and one strike. Little Bobby Shantz continuing to warm up out here in the Yankee bullpen. One out in the ninth, New York at bat. The fans will get one more look at Mantle today. Here's the windup, the 2-1 pitch to Maris. Swinging a very high fly ball right field. Here's Clemente coming over. The ball is curving out near that wall. He's out there, and he couldn't get it in foul territory. Up against that wall, it was foul. Clemente hit the green wall out there, but he couldn't hang on. 1-2 the count on Roger Maris. This young fella hit the first home run of the series yesterday. A blast into the right field upper deck against Vernon Law. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Maris. He swings and misses, and a pitch outside. He struck him out. Two out here in the ninth. Mantle up. Struck out, walked, homered, struck out, and homered again. Batting left-handed against Cheney. A ball outside. Mantle has displayed his power both times today, hitting right-handed. A home run off Green in the fifth, and a home run in the seventh inning off left-hander Joe Gibbon. Here's the pitch by Tom Cheney. A ball is wide, 2-0. Cheney probably asked Green and Gibbon how to keep from throwing Mantle the home run ball. They probably both said walking. Don't give him anything. Mickey led the American League in homers with 40, and he's hit two here today. Ball three. He may not get a shot at another home run because Cheney is keeping everything away from him. 3-0 on Mantle with two gone in the ninth. Wind up by the Pittsburgh right-hander. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Mantle draws a walk. That is his second walk of the ball game. The fifth walk issued to the Yankees today. And that's going to bring up Cleet Boyer, the third baseman. Mantle on first with two gone in the ninth inning. The Yankees out in front, 15-1 over Pittsburgh. And unless the Pirates can battle back here in the bottom of this inning and do a great job, and the series will be all tied at one victory apiece as the scene moves to New York for Saturday's first game at Yankee Stadium. Here's the pitch to Boyer. It's a ball. It's high. 1-0. Cleet from a baseball playing family. Had a couple of brothers make the majors. Cloyd, Kenny. Right-handed batter. Cletus Boyer. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. He went all the way around. 1-1. Ball one and strike one the count. Boyer hit 14 home runs for the Yankees this year and drove in 45 runs with an average of .242. Mantle leads at first base. Here's the pitch to Boyer. Swinging a fly ball to left field. It's curving. Here's the left fielder, Cimoli, digging over. Might be fair, might be foul. It's a fair ball down the line and left. And here's Mantle racing for third. He's in. The throw to second. He is safe. A double for Cleet Boyer down the left field line. Cimoli chased that ball, but he couldn't get to it in time. And it dropped just fair by a yard or so in left field. And there is a two-base hit for Cleet Boyer.
Batter is the first baseman, Bill Scourer.
Hit number one off Cheney and number 19 by the Yankees, and that ties a record for the most hits by both teams in a World Series game of 29 hits by the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Red Sox back in October of 1946. There have been 29 hits here again today. Here's Scourin, the first baseman, a swing and a foul off the mask of Smokey Burgess. Rolls back here to the box seats. Scourin's gone 2 for 5, a couple of singles. Moose has driven in one run. Runners on second and third, two out. Burgess is getting some new equipment. That foul ball evidently broke the strap on his mask when it hit it. And he has discarded the old one, and he's got a new one now from the Pirate Bat Boy. One strike on Scourin. This fella's strong. Hits with great power to all fields. Here's the windup and the 0-1 pitch by Tom Cheney. A ball inside. Fastball just a little tight. 1-1. After striking out DeMaestri and Maris, Mantle drew a walk, and then Cheney gave up the double to Cleet Boyer. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Scourin. A swing and a high pop foul that's going to be out of play back here on the right side behind the Pirate dugout at first base. Ball one and strike two. Burgess gets a new baseball from Johnny Stevens, the plate umpire, and fires it out to Tom Cheney, who is rubbing it up now. The Yankees lead. We're in the top of the ninth. They've out-hit the Pirates 19-10. Cheney checks the runner at third. That's Mantle. Here's Boyer off the bag at second. The pitch to Scourin is a swing and a miss. The ball gets away from Burgess. Here's Mantle scoring. And here is the other man going to third. I believe that Scourin checked his swing on that pitch.
Wild pitch.
And it's called a wild pitch by Cheney, and Mantle scores, and it's now 16-1 Yankees, and Boyer is parked on third. So that's run number one off Tom Cheney. It was a wild pitch, a low outside curveball that Scourin started to go for, and he held up. Count is 2-2 on Bill. Boyer on third, two out and a run in, and the Yankees now out in front, 16-1. Man on third down the line. Here's the windup by Cheney. And the 2-2 pitch to Scourin. A ball that's high. 3-2. Full count. The biggest inning so far for the Yankees was the sixth, when they scored 7 times. Here's the 3-2 pitch now to first baseman Bill Scourin. It's on the way, and he swings and hammers one foul upstairs onto the edge of the third deck right behind the plate. It's still a full count, 3-2. The ball game in the top of the ninth at Forbes Field. Game 2 of the 1960 World Series. The Yankees trying to even things up. Here's the pitch to Scourin. A chopper hits the dirt, goes back to the pitcher on one hop, and he throws to first in time. Scourin is out, Cheney to Rocky Nelson. And in the ninth inning, the Yankees score one run on one hit. There was a wild pitch, and one man was left on base. And now we go to the last half of the ninth inning, and at the end of 8.5 innings, it's the Yankees 16 and the Pirates 1. In the last half of the ninth inning, Joe Christopher has just led off hitting for the pitcher, and he's been hit by the first pitch, and Clemente drives one deep to left. The left fielder back! A great catch by Kubek. A one-handed stab going back toward the wall, and there's one out. After Joe Christopher was hit by Turley's first pitch, Clemente teed off and hit one deep to left field, and Kubek, the Yankee left fielder, went back and speared that line drive, and there's one away. Here's Rocky Nelson. He's had one hit, 1 for 4. A man on first and one gone at the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch to Rocky. A swing and a fly ball that's going to drop into short right field for a base hit in front of Roger Maris. Christopher holds up at second base. Maris fires that ball into shortstop Joe DeMaestri on the edge of the infield grass. That's Rocky Nelson's second hit and the 11th off Turley. Now there have been a total of 30 hits, which is a brand new World Series record, breaking the old one set by the Cards and Red Sox in 1946 of 29 hits by the two teams combined. Runners on first and second, one out. Gino Samoli's up. Samoli has had one for three plus a walk. And he scored the only Pirate run today back in the fourth inning when Hope doubled him in. Here's a curve hit through the middle. A base hit to center field. Joe Christopher around third. He'll score. And Rocky Nelson holds at second base. Another run is in, and the Pirates are now trailing 16-2. And the fans whoop it up. This is the first time they've had a chance to yell since back in the fourth inning when Pittsburgh scored their other run. So Samoli drives in a run with a single to center field. Hit number 12 and run number 2 off Bob Turley. Rocky Nelson at second, Samoli on first and one out. And here is Burgess, who's had one for three plus a walk. The Yankees lead. Smokey Burgess trying to whittle down the New York lead by hitting a long one here. The pitch, very high, a curveball, 1-0. A hit batter and two singles have given the Pirates a bit of a spark in the bottom of the ninth. Rocky Nelson leads at second, Samoli away from first, Scourin playing way behind him at first base. Here's the pitch by Turley. Burgess swings and he misses. He was trying to plant one up on the roof. He went all the way around. 1-1. Turley has gone all the way for Casey Stengel today against Friend, Green, Levine, Witt, Gibbon, and Cheney. Six Pittsburgh pitchers just couldn't stop the Yankee attack. 1-1 on Burgess. He waits. Here's Turley firing. Swing and a curve, and he tops it foul off to the right, into the box seats, and then out again. Down along that box seat railing at first base are many representatives of the National League, and I believe that the fellow who just drew the air on that play was Vice President Johnny McHale of the Milwaukee Braves. Now, when he was playing ball, he would have grabbed that. If he'd have left his feet, he'd have had it, but he'd have gone head first right onto the gravel out here in front of the first base seats. 1-2 on Burgess. Here's the pitch. High outside curve. 2-2 on Smokey. A run has scored in the bottom of the ninth, but the Pirates still have a long, long way to travel. They're trailing 16-2. Pirate fans starting to talk it up. Clapping their hands and stomping their feet. Bobby Shantz out here is throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Here's a ball that's outside, a full count. 3-2 on Burgess with Hoke on deck. Well, I'll tell you, you may feel that it's almost impossible to come from behind, but this is a ball club that has done it many, many times during the course of the season. In the late innings, and particularly in the ninth. I don't recall that they ever came from behind and scored 14 runs in the ninth inning. Here's the 3-2 pitch. A swing and a fly ball to right field. It's well hit. Maris back. He's at the wall. It is off the screen in right field. Here's Rocky Nelson being held up, and the bases are loaded. Here's a throw to first base. They got Burgess in a rundown. They throw the ball away. Here's Nelson driving for the plate, and he scores. They had Burgess in a rundown. The bases were loaded, and Burgess was chased back toward first, and the second baseman threw the ball away, fired it past Scourin up against the railing. A single is all off the screen. The runners on base, Nelson and Samoli, had to play it safe because there was a chance that Maris might catch that ball. It's a single high off the screen. Rocky Nelson was held up at third and Samoli at second, and then Burgess, after rounding first and getting halfway to second base, saw that he had to get back, but they had him trapped. Richardson threw the ball to Scourin to try to nail Smokey, and Bobby threw the ball away from Moose, and it's an error. It's a single off the screen by Burgess and an error on Bobby Richardson, the first Yankee error of the ball game. And that is going to bring in a left-hander, Bobby Shantz. The bases are loaded here with only one out in the bottom half. Runners are on first and second, rather. Rocky Nelson scored on the error. It's no run batted in for Burgess. Two runs are in the inning. And it's now a 16-3 ball game in favor of the New York Yankees. Bobby Shands is going to relieve Turley, and here's Bob headed for the clubhouse. Well, he worked 8 1/3 innings. He allowed 13 hits. Didn't strike out anybody. Gave up 3 walks, 3 runs, and hit one batter.
Number 30, Bobby Shands.
Little Bobby Shands.
Bobby Shands.
A left-hander. Who won 5 and lost 4 for New York. And had an earned run average of 2.78. Is the second Yankee pitcher of this ballgame. Back in, well, not too many years ago, 1952, Bobby Shands was the winningest pitcher in the American League. He won 24 ball games for the Philadelphia A's. He's been in one World Series. That was in 57 with the Yankees, appearing in 3 ball games. And he lost his only decision in a World Series affair. Somoli is on third now, and Burgess on first. Somoli took third on the overthrow at first base. Here's Shands curving Don Hoke right around the knees, and it's 0-1. Runners at first and third with one out. Nelson scored on the air, and Somoli went from second to third. Smokey Burgess on first, stretched by Shands. Here's the pitch on the way. Curveball, he taps it foul to the screen. Strike two. 32 hits in the ballgame so far. 19 by the Yankees, 13 by the Pirates. 16-3, New York leads. We're in the bottom of the ninth. It's now or never for the Pirates, and they're trying to make it right now. Shants asks for a new baseball. He gets it. Elston Howard, the catcher, rubbing it up for him. Bobby Shands, a little fella, 5'6", 154 pounds, has been around a long time. He's from Pennsylvania. Here's the pitch. Curve, it's inside. Almost hit him in the leg. Ball one and strike two. It all started with a hit batter. Christopher hit with a pitcher and was nicked by Turley's first pitch. Clemente then lined to Kubek, who made a fine play in left field. Then three straight singles. Here's a curve, top to the pitcher. Chance has it, fires to Richardson out, relay to first base, out, the ball game is over. Hoke is really mad at that play at first base on the call by the first base umpire. Hoke was called out on the tail end of the double play, so Bobby Chance came in, made Hoke hit into a double play. It went Chance, the pitcher, to the second baseman Richardson, to the first baseman Scourin, and the ball game is over. And the Yankees have won it by a score of 16-3. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Pittsburgh scored a couple of runs on 3 hits. There was one error, and one man was left on base. And the final score was the New York Yankees 16 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 3. And we're waiting for the official totals now from the score. But it was quite a ball game in direct contrast to the affair that we had out here yesterday, which the Pirates took by a score of 6-4. Here are the totals for the New York Yankees. 16 runs, 19 hits, one error, 8 men left on base. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, 3 runs on 13 hits, one error, with 13 men left on for Pittsburgh. The winning pitcher, Bob Turley, his record now 1-0 in the series. The losing pitcher was Bob Friend. His record now nothing and 1 in the series. And the time of the ball game was 3 hours and 14 minutes.
Well, Jack, Mantle had a great day, and you certainly would have to give a lot of credit, I would say, to the Yankee starter, Bob Turley, who, though his teammates gave him a tremendous bulge to work with. Turley, for the most part today, pitched as though he had but a one-run lead. And he was tough when he needed to be tough. In the second inning, the Pirates threatened with runners at second and third and 2 out, and Turley shut the door, wouldn't allow them to score. He begrudgingly gave up 1 run in the fourth inning on 3 straight base hits, a pair of singles, and then a double. And the Pirates had him moving a little bit on the fifth inning with runners at first and second base. And 1 out of the inning, he also stopped them, getting Somoli in the fly ball to right and Burgess in the pop-up. A leadoff double to Don Hoke, and Hoke went to third base in the sixth inning, and again, Turley stopped the Pirates without a run. And then he seemed to get a little bit tired late in the ball game and gave up a couple of walks. And the Pirates got to him for two runs in the ninth inning. A 16-3 win for the New York Yankees, who showed the Pittsburgh Pirate fans here in Forbes Field this afternoon a lot of that great power that everyone expected the Yankees to bring to Forbes Field with them. Well, they saw today. The Yankees had a staggering total of 19 base hits today, and they had 13 base hits in yesterday's ballgame. Well, that's the story of the ballgame this afternoon. Everything for the Yankees at Forbes Field. The series is all even at one game apiece. And now we certainly would like to thank our engineer, Harry Alexander, and our producer, Len Dillon. And now this will be Chuck Thompson speaking for Jack Quinlan, inviting you to be sure and tune in Saturday afternoon at 12:45 Eastern Daylight Time for the third game of this exciting 1960 World Series, brought to you by the General Motors Corporation and the Gillette Safety Razor Company.